Kevin Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Here, and because Jennifer's off for Thanksgiving, we're joined by my friend John Harper from WMEL. Down to Cuomo on it. Number 9 is Roger Stone and Alex Jones. Number 8 is Ron DeSantis. 7, Kevin McCarthy. Donald Trump is 6. Darryl Brooks is 5. Ahmaud Arbery is number 4. Kyle Rittenhouse is 3. Jerome Powell is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. So there, that's that overview. On the story side, immigration, the situation at the borders is at 10 in terms of what's been talked about this past week, according to Talker's research. The Cuomo investigation, the whole thing is Mondo Bizarro as far as I'm concerned with that. Thanksgiving is number 8. The Charlottesville jury awards damages story is 7. January 6th is 6. Crime and violence. I think the parade tragedy is really where people's head is when it comes to that, when it comes to that situation, when it comes to that story. Or that storyline. Voter legislation number 4. The Rittenhouse verdict number 3. COVID and the usual at 2. And the economy number 1. Okay, so let's start with number 3 because that's a new one this week. The announcement of the acquittal happened late last week of Rittenhouse and what that means in terms of gun and gun violence. Is gun violence in our country an American epidemic? I think that's a reasonable, legitimate question to ask. Or you want to start with that, with any thoughts that you had with regard to Rittenhouse? I know we've been on the DJV program. You know, I don't want to say the usual, but there's a conflict that is, once again, based on politics. Rittenhouse has made this impact on the right. And he's everywhere, and isn't it wonderful for gun rights and yada, 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 which I think is complete nonsense. But
the gun rights aspect of it, but what does honestly just disgust me is that Marjorie Taylor Greene has already said she wants to propose that Kyle Rittenhouse be given the Congressional Gold Medal.
Yeah,
for and I know she just loves to be in the headlines, and I think she's just a ridiculous person. But the fact that she's even proposing this is and has support from her supporters, it just shows how incredibly divided. I don't even think this is a gun rights issue. This is just now it's so much more of a political issue. I mean, Kyle Rittenhouse is no saint by any stretch of the imagination. He did not belong there. He lied. I mean, should he have been charged with murder? Technically, no. The jury did the right thing in terms of that verdict, but it was a very emotional verdict for most of the country. And for him to be deified, and that's Matt Gaetz and that Gozer guy are fighting over who's going to have Kyle Rittenhouse as an intern. I mean, and now, and then he meets with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, and now Marjorie Greene wants to give him the congressional view that is into this area, that he protected the community of Kenosha during a Black Lives Matter.
True.
And then that's a complete, but see, but everybody on the right who supports him and supports her, that's fully what they believe.
But how do we get this misinformation? How does this get so distorted, this story? And you can say, well, how do we have the right story, you have the wrong story. John, well, how's this playing on the Space Coast WMEL?
Well, it's playing just as you kind of described, Doug, throughout the country, here on the Space Coast and in the state of Florida. This guy's been made to be a rock star,
mm-hmm.
and it's simply amazing. I think Victoria had it nailed right on the head in the fact that it's become very political, very divided in our nation, and I'm very concerned about the feelings that both sides have on this issue, and it's not going to go away anytime soon.
No.
No, I think you're right about that. Jay, how's it playing down where you are in Nashville?
It's kind of similar where you have people on different sides. I think that the media is an issue in the story. Social media is an issue because you have people looking at other people's opinions online and not doing their own research. There are still people that believe that the people who were shot and killed by Rittenhouse, he is not a murderer by any means. I agree with the verdict as well. And I agree also that he is not a hero. Just because he's not a murderer does not mean he's not a hero.
Right.
But there are a lot of people that still believe that they were Black victims, that this was not during riots, that Kyle Rittenhouse hunted these people down. That is not the case. And that is the false narrative that people are still getting online.
Yeah. A lot of stuff. It is trending, though. Excuse me. No question about that. All right. When we continue, we'll move to the other trial. I suppose we ought to talk about the Arbery trial to a point. I don't know. I don't want to give it too much time. Anybody got anything to say about it other than what the obvious is?
Well, I do think that the jury did the right thing. And again, you know, a lot of people are, I saw something over the weekend where someone said, oh, well, that's what happens when you have an all-Black jury. It was an all-white jury, except for one Black juror. And so, it's this misinformation that we just can't seem to get away from. One of the things that I think is really telling is that the district attorney down there has now been charged, because remember initially these three guys hunted Ahmaud Arbery down and they weren't arrested for over a month. It was a month and a half or 2 months and they weren't arrested. Everyone knew who they were. The one guy was a former cop. And so everyone was wondering, well, wait a minute, why are there no arrests being made? And it turns out that it's because the attorney general has now been charged, and she's probably going to lose her law license. She's going to lose her career because she basically discouraged an arrest from happening because she knew the guy who was the former cop. So it's very corrupt. It makes a lot of sense when you roll back the timeline of what actually happened. We know this man, Ahmaud Arbery, was jogging through this neighborhood. He was hunted down by three guys. One guy filmed it, and he ended up being the one who squealed first. And the whole thing was just a mess, and everyone was wondering, well, wait a minute, how are no arrests being made? We know who the three suspects are. It was just, it just felt like an abomination of justice, and so I think a lot of people feel that the right thing was done, and the jury verdict was correct. But, you know, it's just so many layers of corruption. It's disgusting.
Some people wonder, I think I've said any number of times lately on the DJV program, that I think the Black Lives Matter thing is an overcorrection. And that may be, that's how I feel in general. But then on the plane coming out to California this week, I saw a movie about a Black family that it was being chased down as they were going. It was a story about churches and what church was in what community, and how in the late 40s and early 50s, the police in the South would, now, you know, a certain amount of Hollywood, there's an influence of Hollywood here, there's no question about it. Excuse me, but to see the way the police are presented in this movie as going after and hunting down and actually killing Blacks at that, you know, down in these backwoods areas, Mississippi and Alabama, it really gives you cause to think. It really does. Woof. All right, 15 after the hour, we'll continue with a focus on the election. Yes, we're still talking about the election right after this. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
Good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV, toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the, I just like them all. Slippers are great too. And the reason they are because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. All right, 18 after the hour on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's our weekly get-together of the DJV folks, and because Jennifer's not here, we're joined by John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast talking about the items that are in the top 10. You can get the list at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. So with regard to number four, voter legislation, I thought it was interesting, this Ohio County official who denied knowing about the attempted breach of the election network. This is John Hammercheck, president of the Lake County Board of Commissioners. So, Jay, you're from that neck of the woods in Ohio. When was the first time you voted there? Did you vote for the first time in that in Ohio?
I did. I don't remember actually voting, but I do remember getting registered to vote. Whoever it was, the mayor at the time, or they were going to be running for mayor, was going door-to-door to introduce himself to everybody in the community, and he came up, and I had just turned 18, just became eligible to vote, and he helped me get registered, and I just always remember that.
Oh, cool. All right, well, and now it's turned around. What's the issue here, Victoria, in terms of the election fraud? There's some connection to Mike Lindell, and I'm trying to figure that out.
So what happened is, as we know, Mike Lindell of MyPillow fame has been very vocal about, you know, the stolen election and all this alleged election fraud, which has never been substantiated. And so he's been going on these national tours and having these symposiums. I mean, they're basically rallies. And so at two of his rallies, there was a private laptop that was plugged into the network inside this guy Hammercheck's government office on May 4th. And so they did a routine traffic check with this laptop, and essentially it was captured by the computer, and it was circulated at this Mike Lindell cyber symposium on election fraud. And essentially you can't plug a private laptop into election data, take the laptop away, and then go play it at some like MyPillow convention. That's to me the biggest fraud is that. That's the biggest election fraud that we've had so far, are these two different instances where someone who was working in, I forget what other state it was, Colorado, I think, when they literally allowed workers to come right in and take data with them. I mean, that's the real fraud. It's not who's illegally voting. That's the real fraud.
Food for thought at 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes, who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 23 after the hour, the Talk Radio Roundup, if you will, a review of the hot hits from the perspective of talk experts, the people that are on my DJV program every day. Victoria Keelan is here, Jay Kirshner. John Harper joins us from WMEL. He's here from time to time. I like hearing his voice. I enjoy his thought process and he knows what's going on in the minds of people that listen to his programs in Central Florida. It's a pretty good bellwether of what people are thinking around the country. So happy to have him here. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. It's Thanksgiving weekend. Jay, you have some comments from the various social sites that we have, all at DJV Show, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. So you asked some questions. The mac and cheese debate for Thanksgiving. That's a pretty important one.
This was a big debate that basically broke the internet. It all started with New England Pats defensive end Matt Judon, who loves Thanksgiving and was asked about what he was going to have on the menu. And all he wanted to talk about was the fact that people need to stop putting mac and cheese on their Thanksgiving dinner tables. It almost broke the NFL. It broke the internet. And people feel very passionately about this. I think it's a Southern thing. I didn't even know that mac and cheese was an option for Thanksgiving until moving to the South. And now we have it. We had it yesterday. But 84% of people on at DJV Show socials said, absolutely not. Get that crap off the table. Where 16% either said, sure, why not? Or, yes, it should be on the table.
I think if you're going
I've
to,
never heard
cook
of
it.
That until just now.
Really?
Never heard of mac and cheese. I know, Doug, you and I are you know, up in the north, and so it's just not something that comes up here. But, yeah, I mean, when I think of mac and cheese, I think of barbecue. So maybe it's a southern holdover because of good southern barbecue, and the mac and cheese is always one of the sides, and maybe that just gets extended into Thanksgiving. But that is strange.
Our mac and cheese did come from a barbecue place down here.
There you go.
One of we have here a few of the haunts that we go to regularly here in Los Angeles has a mac and cheese, but it's sort of a fried in the fry-a-later mac and cheese, and it's actually kind of yummy.
Like a fried ball? Like a ball of mac and cheese?
Yeah. Oh, those things are good. Yeah.
Yeah, those are probably really bad.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, here in Florida, I've never heard of it up until this week with the controversy that's going on. It has never, ever been on the menu of anybody that I know here in the state of Florida or anywhere. I've never heard of it.
All right, so there you go. We're running against the grain, it would seem, all of us. Okay, next item, a little more serious, the three who were found guilty in the Arbery case. What are people saying about that?
Everybody was in agreement that the verdict was correct. Lori Howerton said justice is served. Colleen Smith chimed in, justice done right. Dan Myers commented that he's with the jury on this one. Arbery wasn't a physical threat to anyone until he was under attack. There was no need for confrontation.
All right, what I'm most interested in is what the collective has decided on the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, because we've been talking a lot about our feelings. What are the listeners saying?
Yeah, most people were in agreement with the jury. Very, very few said that that kid should fry. There was a comment, again, misinformed about him hunting down black people. That was not the case. Tommy Perez commented that judge should be praised for his knowledge of the law. We need more judges like him. Winifield Jeremy can't wait for Rittenhouse to sue every media outlet and public figure who labeled him a white supremacist. And Diana Julian calls Rittenhouse a vigilante and questions if this will encourage others to become vigilantes as well.
Absolutely, it will.
That is a good conversation to be having.
Interesting that two-thirds, at least, of the comments, two out of three of the comments that you read for us, were supportive of him. So maybe are we on the wrong side of this, or are we just have a different point of view? I don't know.
Well, you can agree with the verdict.
The law,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you can agree with the verdict and support the law. All of the before stuff, well, he shouldn't have been there, blah, 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 all that stuff, that's almost more moral-based. It's when it's in terms of what happened in court, the trial itself, I am with the jury on this one, and I think we all kind of are in agreement of that part of the fact, that he is not a hero. He's not a murderer,
no,
but he's not a hero.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro. your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
The Palo Cedro Chamber of Commerce presents the 27th Annual Country Christmas Family Celebration, Friday, December 3rd, from 8 to 5 p.m. Come enjoy food and spirited drinks, vendors and shopping, local entertainment, crafts, games and photo ops with Santa for the kids, and sleigh bed races, and win a $1,000 grand prize in the gingerbread contest. Yes, it's all happening on Friday, December 3rd, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Holiday Market Village in Palo Cedro. See you there.
Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. The cozy season is here. And I reference that because that is how some people refer to the aftermath. The Thanksgiving season opens up the door to the cozy time of the year. So we'll maybe talk a little bit about that. Is it really the cozy season for you? Are you feeling good about the end of the year? If you're a retailer, we talk about Black Friday and the reality that by the time you get here, from now till the end of the year, that's where you make your money. And that really is kind of a stark reality as to what's going on in American business. But it's been that way for quite a long time. That's how Black Friday gets started. I'm Doug Steffen here with my friend John Harper, who's in from WMEL in the Space Coast area of Florida, with his thoughts on the things that are in the story list this week. Victoria Keelan, who's from the DJV program, along with Jay Kirshner, who is also a DJVer, here to put the, you know, this is the ancillary, this is the companion piece to the official countdown show that I do every week with Michael Harrison. So we're going through some of the items here. At number five, the parade tragedy. I think that's the most important thing when it comes to crime and violence this week, isn't it? What happened there and how do these things happen in general? That's what people want to know. Yeah. How do these things happen? Isn't that what people?
Well, how does a guy get out on bail for only $1,000 when he had a long rap sheet and he had already attempted to run over the mother of his child with his car? Then 2 days later, he plows into an entire parade of people. And just to escape, and he was fleeing the scene of a knife fight, so he was in a separate domestic violence issue, and so he was fleeing that scene, and then caused this horrible tragedy. It's just, you have to wonder, we have people who are stuck in jail for, you know, minor marijuana possessions who can't make bail, and then this guy is out on $1,000 bail and then goes and kills people. It's very backwards.
Yeah, it really is. Go ahead, John.
It's just a tragic situation all around as far as what went on with this incident during that parade. And it I think goes back to what we were all talking about at the start of the show as far as guns, gun violence, and the way in which our society is now looking at guns. And it seems like the nerve has been opened or reopened, perhaps, and it occurred, I think, a couple of years ago by Donald Trump, and it seemed to legitimize a lot of these issues that are taking place. And, you know, he brings the kid from Wisconsin into his home and makes him a rock star. And the kid is on other shows. But my point is it goes to say that, as we mentioned, the country very much divided, and I don't see that going away anytime soon. And where that's going to end, I think nobody knows, and it's wide open for further debate on that.
Well, I have a friend who's an astrologer, and if you believe in astrology or what it is all about, she has predicted the next 2 years are going to be a rough and tumble time in America, and then it sorts itself out, whatever, however that happens. You know, there are some people who are promoting literally the violence that would lead to a civil war. There are that many crazy people in this country,
right.
And you know they want everybody to think the way they do, and that never works. Even if you were to go to war and you saw what happened after the Civil War, things still aren't straightened out as far as Black America is concerned. And it's, you know, we're talking about 150 years ago. There still is this prejudice, this hatred, this disrespect for people just because they have a different color skin. I have said on the air many times, I think the Black Lives Matter thing has overcorrected. At this point, we better take a breath, because if you keep pushing on things like that, that does result. I mean, there are certain things that are so obvious that needed to be corrected, and the addressing of that is something that we're doing, I think, as a country, as a culture. But there's another side to it that kind of makes me wonder whether we aren't hurting the cause more because we're pushing too hard. Some elements of that, I think, hold some sustenance in terms of...
No doubt about it. Absolutely.
What's going on.
Yeah.
All right. So the business of crime, I had something here that I thought was worth our time for a moment. There's the story of a federal grand jury that held Walgreens, CVS, and Walmart distributing pain pills in two Ohio counties. They were charged with being reckless, and they were found responsible. This is the opioid thing. You know, it's been going on. Pharmacies distributing, in this case, 80 million prescription painkillers in one county alone over a four-year period. Good God. And then there was another county, 61 million pills were, this is all in Ohio, Jay. Lake County is where I think you're from, right?
No.
County? No? Where are you
from? No, we're from Lorain County, right by Cuyahoga County, like just west of Cleveland.
Right. I'm trying to remember where Trumbull County is.
But this isn't just in Ohio, though. I mean, right now this case pertains to Ohio. But, you know, down in West Virginia, there was one county that had... a very small population, I forget the exact number, but 75 million opioid pills and prescriptions were filled in this one county that only had thousands of people in it. 75 million. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we're going to see. Now, naturally, CVS and Walgreens and everybody else is coming forward saying, you know, this, we don't agree with the verdict and this isn't our fault and we're filling prescriptions that doctors are writing. I think that, you know, this is such a complicated issue, and the pharmaceutical companies, I think, that really are the ones that people should be going after, because they're
really
the ones who...
Do you really think this is that complicated? I don't see it as being very complicated.
Well, it is, because if you think about, like, the sort of chain of command, right, you go to the doctor... You say, I have some pain in my back or whatever, and so they prescribe an opioid because the pharmaceutical rep has visited them, and in a lot of cases, as you know, as we know, pharmaceutical reps give big, extravagant enticements. Mm-hmm. Sometimes college tuitions for children are paid off, golf clubs, golf trips, I mean, all kinds of stuff. And there's actually a website, you can look it up, I forget the name of it now, but you can see what your doctor has gotten from pharmaceutical companies. And then, so the doctors write the prescriptions because they've been assured by the pharmaceutical companies that these are very safe and non-addictive, and then it's the pharmacist's job to fill the prescription. So I do have a little bit of sympathy for the pharmacies, because how are they supposed to override what your doctor tells you is right for you?
Yeah, and the pharmacist can't ask the person all these questions, like, are you sure you need
this? They're not allowed
to.
Yeah,
right. They can't ask that.
Yep. But the other side, the reason that these three chains are being held accountable is because they were colluding with, that's pretty obvious. I mean, this sort of reminds me.
The sheer volume alone.
Yeah. I mean, this reminds me of Paola back when you and I were disc jockeys, John. And the other thing isn't just doctors that get paid off. I remember there was a big scandal with car dealers getting paid off, depending on where they were selling cars and what they were using for incentives and how they looped people in. Corruption has been part of almost any American business that has existed since World War II. And this is just the latest example. But the reality here is that the drug companies are so powerful. They have so much money. Look at the influence that they have on our entertainment time. Watch a television program and you tell me that in each spot set, on any major network, any major television program, you don't see at least one spot for a drug company. It's not possible because
they're the only ones with money, right, to pay for all the advertising.
Right. Yeah.
Watch the 6:30 network news on any of the networks, and it's one spot after another for drug companies. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and also they know their target, too, because that's an older audience watching the 6 o'clock news. So these are not necessarily drugs for, younger people. They're reaching their target audience.
Which is a comment in and of itself about what people know and how they get their news. You're right. The demos are older. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show on our official list for the week of November 22nd to the 26th. Number 10 on the story list from Talkers is focus on immigration reform, what's going on at the borders, et cetera. Number 9, the Cuomo investigation and developments there. Number 8, Thanksgiving and the fun, the weather, et cetera. Number 7, the Charlottesville jury and what they awarded this week. Number 6, the investigation continuing into the January 6th episode in Washington. Number 5, an overview of violence and crime and this parade tragedy that took place. Number 4, race relations and what's going on with voters. Rittenhouse, that whole business, wow. And the Arbery trial, two of those, very important. Number 3, for discussion purposes. Number 2, COVID. Number 1 this week, the economy and inflation. So 10 stories this week, according to research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. The border crisis, what's happening on the U.S.-Mexico border. We'll spend some time on that after these words here on the Talk Radio Review. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy 4, get 4, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Nonpayment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
People list from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here with the overview of the top 10 people that have been discussed. Their relationship to the stories is certainly important. At number 10, Andrew Cuomo. At number 9, Roger Stone and Alex Jones. There's a pair for you. Ron DeSantis is number 8 on the list. Kevin McCarthy, 7. At number 6 is Donald Trump. Number 5, Daryl Brooks. At number 4, Ahmaud Arbery. Number 3, Kyle Rittenhouse. Number 2, Jerome Powell. And number 1 is Joe Biden. So that's a list of a few new. That's sort of what's interesting about what we do here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, because the names change more than the stories do from week to week. But anyway, that's for Thanksgiving week, the overview on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so number 10 on the list, the story list from Talkers Magazine. Again, you can get the charts for the week of November 22nd to the 26th. Well, you can get all the charts every week at djvshow.com or at talkers.com. The border crisis, I don't like that word, it's so overused. But the number of migrants crossing into our country this year alone is at a 20-some-odd-year high. The new encounters, people coming who have gotten across the border, numbers 180,000. So where are they going? Nobody knows. What are they doing? Nobody knows. Well, they're taking jobs that Americans say that they don't want to do, or at least that's what the guy, that's kind of what the logic is for letting them in, it would seem. So how, you're the closest to the border, the southern border. Remember when Cubans came into Miami and that influenced, it really influenced the culture of the entire South Florida peninsula. So what
sure
kind of, yeah, I mean, you don't, we keep talking about the U.S.-Mexico border, but what about Florida and people that are coming in? There's no, the border's porous. You come in on a boat, get off a boat anywhere, clear water, and
like,
go
see,
wherever you want
to
go.
I feel like, in my mind, I feel like it's more difficult to do that in Florida than
no.
it is along, you know, walking along,
no.
you know, between no. Mexico and.
Nope. Not at
Not
all.
It still goes on all the time, and the deal is, once we get your feet in the sand here in the state of Florida, they're allowed to come on in. But if the government catches them in their boats and they have not set foot ashore, then they are turned back. But it's still going on. It's very heavy. It hasn't changed. And now you've got the Haitian situation as well.
Yeah. People don't realize, if you're not down south, although I think in some of the big cities up north, there's more. You can't find, I got into a cab at LAX the other night. I couldn't understand one word, the driver. I don't even know where he was from because it was dark. I couldn't tell. But I couldn't understand a word that he said. And as a result, he drove me around in circles. I kept telling him where to go, and he kept, oh, no, this way, you know, that kind of stuff. And so there's a certain amount of scamming going on with some of these guys. They're very clever. All right, so Thanksgiving and the aftermath, the big sales that are on. One of the things that I thought was interesting, ladies and gentlemen, the price of the dollar store items is no longer a dollar. The average is a buck and a quarter on most of the products. And so you wonder about all these dollar general, dollar this, dollar that, and all the crap that's in these stores made in China. Do they still maintain their dominance? I mean, what's the difference between a buck and a quarter, I suppose we could ask, right?
Well, I think between a buck and a quarter, some people are still going to prefer going to those stores. But I've heard a lot of people here in Florida talking about the fact that why should they go to a dollar store when the price is the same as they'll be able to get at any other store. So I think it has hurt them here, at least in the state of Florida, the way people are thinking here.
Yeah, I don't have much. I don't give much support. They're not advertisers, and even if they were, I wouldn't give them much support. I just think the crap that they sell, all the Chinese stuff, does nothing but hurt Americans working and otherwise. Yeah. They say, well, where can you buy it anywhere else? You just proved that you can buy it elsewhere. Thank you. John Harper from WMEL, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Birch Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Birch Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Birch Construction Management.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it is my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour, it's time for us, that is you and me and Victoria, to go through the top five items in the world of technology as part of our weekend overview. So we have five items here, and we'll count them down from five to number one. Victoria Keelan is here with me. Doug Steffen, FCC approving a Verizon track phone acquisition. Not good for the consumer, it would seem.
Actually, no. This is the reason that the FCC, which we know under this current administration, the FCC is not exactly friendly to monopolies or to mergers and things that, you know, really reduce competition in the marketplace. So this one was kind of a surprising headline, but the FCC did approve a $6 billion Verizon and TracFone acquisition, which pairs. TracFone is the largest reseller of wireless devices in the U.S., and they have 20 million subscribers and 90,000 retail locations. And so Verizon's acquisition as the largest wireless provider has now merged these two together, and the reason that the FCC said that they were okay with this is because they're requiring Verizon to make several consumer protection agreements with the FCC as part of the deal. And so I guess when you have Verizon over the barrel, you better take advantage of it, and it looks like the FCC did. Verizon has promised to continue its participation in the Lifeline subsidy program for at least another 7 years, and then that essentially provides cellular service and accessories to low-income areas around the country and to low-income people. And then Verizon also has to provide cost-effective 5G devices and services to the Lifeline customers. So meaning they can't just get stuck with, you know, the old iPhone or the old Samsung. They have to have current 5G devices at that same cost-effectiveness. And so Verizon has to submit semi-annual reports describing how it's complying with these restrictions. This is going to be, you know, there's a lot of oversight on Verizon with this. Last Thursday, the California Public Utility Commission approved the deal deal as well. And, you know, California is also pretty strict when it comes to this stuff. Now, the California regulators required Verizon's TracFone to participate in the Lifeline program for 20 years. So between California and the FCC, Verizon may make more money on this, but they're still going to have to hold up their end of the bargain, which I think is very fair.
Number four, FBI and other government agencies entering into the holiday ransomware business.
Yeah, this is for companies and consumers. So the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, that's CISA, C-I-S-A, and the FBI are urging public and private sector organizations to remain extra vigilant during the holiday shopping season. So they have, on the company level, they have insisted that, you know, companies have IT security workers available on weekends and holidays. So you're not just sitting around after a hack happens and you've got to wait for, you know, IT to come back into the office on Monday. So that's one thing that's, you know, really important, is being able to get on top of these attacks as soon as possible. They also want them to implement multi-factor authentication for administrative and other accounts, because we know a lot of leaked passwords and old accounts have been hacked into. And so, and again, for shoppers, for consumers, be so hyper vigilant this season, because this is, any type of holiday season is going to be just a haven for hackers and malicious cyber actors. So make sure that, you know, you are double checking things, you're not falling for any phishing scams, don't open suspicious emails. If you get an email from a company that doesn't normally email you, go right to their website, don't open the email, things like that, and just make sure you're really careful.
Number three, as we count down to number one.
So GoDaddy suffered a security breach that gave an attacker access to more than a million email addresses belonging to people who use GoDaddy to run their websites. So here's another example. If you are a GoDaddy customer, they say that they're going to be notifying you directly if you've been affected. Get ahead of it. If you are a GoDaddy customer, go log in and change your password and make sure that you are monitoring your credit reports. That's super important. You can sign up for Credit Karma. It's free. They'll let you know if someone is opening stuff in your name.
Number two.
So a federal grand jury in New York this week indicted two Iranian nationals on charges related to a cyber-based disinformation campaign to undermine voter confidence and sow discord in the 2020 election here in the U.S. Essentially, they were threatening physical injury to thousands of voters and members of the Proud Boys. They sort of pretended that they were the Proud Boys. And so if you didn't vote for Donald Trump, you were threatened with physical violence. So they luckily, they tracked them down and they indicted them. They're in custody now in New York.
Number one, number of attorneys general launching an Instagram investigation.
Yep, Instagram, owned by Facebook, now called Meta. They are they're under investigation to see if they really do have negative effects from Instagram on young kids. We already know the answer to this, but we'll see how they get fined.
Thank you. Yep. Yes is the answer. All right, Victoria, good. Thanks. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit JDPower.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. Secretary of State Antony Blinken heading to Europe for diplomatic talks this week.
Blinken will travel to Latvia and Sweden. The State Department says he will attend NATO and Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe summits and he will hold bilateral meetings. The trip comes at a time of rising tension between Russia and the Western military alliance following a buildup of Russian forces near the border with Ukraine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Cases of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus popped up in countries on opposite sides of the world today, many governments rushing to close their borders. That came even as scientists cautioned it's not clear if the new variant is more alarming than other versions of the virus. It was identified days ago by researchers in South Africa, much still unknown, but many countries rushed to act, Israel barring entry to foreigners, Morocco suspending all incoming flights for a fortnight. And the Netherlands reported 13 cases today. Both Canada and Australia each found two. A U.S. ban on flights from the South Africa region goes into effect tomorrow. Pfizer and BioNTech say a COVID-19 vaccine could be tweaked and produced within 100 days to counter this new variant.
The companies say they have begun clinical trials with variant-specific vaccines to collect safety and tolerability data that can be provided to regulators as part of the blueprint studies in the event of a needed variant-specific vaccine. The U.S. is working with South African scientists to determine whether or not the variant has the ability to evade immune responses. The variant differs significantly from previously observed variants as it has additional mutations. Patrick Frost reporting.
An earthquake with a magnitude of 7.5 rattled northern Peru, damaging some buildings and blocking several roads with rubble. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Towering musical theater master Stephen Sondheim died this week.
Iconic songwriter Stephen Sondheim, a giant in American musical theater, has died. Attorney Rick Pappas told the New York Times Sondheim died Friday at his home in Roxbury, Connecticut. He was 91. Sondheim, who was taught by the legendary Oscar Hammerstein, wrote the lyrics for 1950s American stage classics West Side Story and Gypsy early in his career. Six of Sondheim's musicals won Tony Awards for Best Score. He received a Pulitzer Prize for Sunday in the Park, an Academy Award for the song Sooner or Later from the film Dick Tracy, 5 Olivier Awards, and the Presidential Medal of Honor. I'm Mike Gracia.
A federal judge approved a $5.4 million settlement between Transamerica and its current and former employees who accused the company of offering several poor performing investments in their retirement plan. More at townhall.com. Faced with the rising costs of freight, discount retail chain Dollar Tree is raising its prices.
Dollar Tree says the reason for raising its prices to $1.25 was not due to short-term conditions, adding that the price increases are permanent. The higher prices will also allow the company to cope with what it called historically high merchandise cost increases, as well as higher operating costs such as wages. Rival Dollar General has also raised prices in recent years.
Jeremy House reporting. University of Maine researchers trying to produce potatoes that can better withstand warming temperatures. Speaking to the Bangor Daily News, Gregory Porter, a professor of crop ecology and management, says warming temperatures and an extended growing season can lead to quality problems and disease among the spuds. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
December 4th, join us as we send packages to the troops all over the world for the holidays. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. From 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday the 4th, join us for our annual packages for the troops at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. $10 adults, $8 students with student ID. Children 12 and under free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, if you have leftover Halloween candy, donate it and we'll put it in the packages. You can drop off donations between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Fridays at the museum offices, 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during the holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop off of the donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
This is Prince Big. We're with us as well to sort of relate to what are they, as members of the media, what we talk about on our program, not necessarily all of these stories. The DJV show is a little more full service, to use the jargon of radio. It's more interested in how to help you make it through what you're buying for Christmas, what you're eating for Thanksgiving, you know, what it is in your life that needs help, you know, how are you getting a good night's rest, where do you go to the doctor, all kinds of things, the how-tos and the whys and the wherefores. Certainly we do touch on these. We, as conversationalists, like to think that we are on top of whatever the conversation is. And in this case, there may be a little variation, but I'll tell you, a lot of these things, number one this week. Well, let me go through the list, the story list, and then we can talk about number one especially. 10 is immigration reform, and again, focus on what's going on the border. But one of the things we talk about with John Harper, who's in Florida, is the fact that the borders are porous there, the coastline. You can come from anywhere and jump off of a boat any place. You know, you can go into, let's say you're at Admiral's Cove down in Jupiter, and you come in and you just park at somebody's dock, get off. Nobody knows who's there. Nobody knows what's going on. So anyway, I think that's one of the big problems. Number nine on the story list is what's happening with Andrew Cuomo, the investigation into his book and other things that have developed that aren't good for him. At number eight, whole discussion of Thanksgiving, what you have to be thankful for. I think that's always something when you get right down to brass tacks, the opening up of the Christmas season, people buying and spending. And, excuse me, one of the things this week, I've been very critical of people and the whole idea of dollar stores and all the crap that's in there is made in China, and all we're doing is helping the Chinese. And people say, oh, no, that's not, you don't understand. Yeah, I do understand. You can buy, you can look around if you're really a good, you know, all this discussion about patriotism and who's a good patriot and what it takes to be a good patriot. Well, you know what I think in terms of patriotism? One of the most important things you can do is support American businesses. If you're a real patriot, you're supporting American business, you're supporting American companies, you're supporting American products, you're supporting American food, farmers, that sort of thing. That's what it means for me to be a patriot. You know, it's an empty word that gets used by a lot of political folks. You know, this person's a patriot. But this guy, Rittenhouse, he's a patriot. He is a kid. He doesn't know from nothing about being a patriot. It's putting your money where your mouth is as much as anything else. So that's how I look at it. And I find that, am I a snob? I hope I don't come across as a snob, but I will tell you that my reaction to people who go into the dollar store has always been the same. If you go in there and you look around and you see that everything in the store comes from China, and you think that buying it because that you say that's all you can afford, then you are a good American. You aren't. You're not a good American. If you're not supporting American workers and the American way rather than supporting the Chinese and the Chinese way, I don't think you're a good American, frankly, at least in this caliber, using that as a shakedown, I think it's absurd the amount of money that people spend and the way that we are. You know, there's two absurdities here. One of them is the spending of money at the Dollar Tree because you can't afford anything else. That's real absurd. You're just lazy. You know, if you really need this stuff and you really want to go find things that are inexpensive, you can find them, and you can find them made in America. But it's just easy. Everybody wants to do things that are easy. That's this whole explosion, and that's part of the other thing with regard to Thanksgiving. The businesses, you know, they call it Black Friday because it is usually at this time of the year that people start turning a profit. Whatever they make during the month of December is the profit for the year. And that's kind of a scary notion, too, when you get right down to it. You work hard, you get your own business, and it takes you 11 months to make any money. But that's kind of that's the reality when it comes to retail. And that flies in the face also. The economy is the number one story this week. Inflation, what's happening with all of these bills that are going to cost us in terms of taxpayer dollars, jillions of... It's just absurd the amount of money we're spending that we don't have. And what we're spending it on. And people are not really aware of that either. We're lazy thinkers. We're used to everything, and now we're getting even more used to the government doing everything. But there's another side to that. If you keep letting the government get into your life and control really the narrative, and then your life will be not free at all. And I think we're having a hard time justifying some of the freedoms even these days because there's so much government. The government this, the government that. Regulations, all kinds of things that are awkward and difficult. I think it really is. It's annoying and a little scary, too, actually. 14 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I want to talk. We were earlier on the companion piece talking about the fact that a lot of people sleep in their sheets a lot more than they ought to. There are all kinds of studies out that suggest if you don't change your sheets every week, then you're doing yourself a disservice, and you could be sleeping in things that will make you sick. And so along comes MyPillow with the news about sheets and what you can do. They have a great line. You go to the MyPillow product catalog at MyPillow.com, and you look at all the things that they have. Mattress toppers, yep. They have slippers. They have dog beds. They have blankets. But these sheets are so cool. The cotton in the Giza Dream sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra-soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a really smooth, wonderful, luxurious finish, and it'll have you sleeping like a baby. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable and durable, all the Giza Dream sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So that means, yeah, you sleep on this set of sheets for 2 months, and you don't like it, you send them back, get your money back. You can't do that anywhere else. The Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for one low price, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. So again, use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering. Flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with John Harper. In for Michael Harrison this week. I didn't do the official list of the stories, so let me do that. 10 is immigration reform. I didn't get through it anyway. Number 9, Cuomo. Number 8, Thanksgiving. The Charlottesville jury awarding damages. Number 7, the investigation into January 6th. Number the parade tragedy and violence. Number 5, race relations. Number 4, number 3, Rittenhouse. Number 2, COVID. Number 1, the economy and what we're paying. And that's why I used that example, John, of what's going on at the dollar stores. Do you agree with me, by the way? I was pretty strident in my focus on the people who go to the dollar stores. You know, people charge me with being an elitist because I don't go into stores like that. And I don't go into them because I think I'm a patriot. And I think the definition of patriotism goes far and wide, much farther, much wider than those who politically attribute patriotism to some political point of view. What about, you know, in terms of putting your money where your mouth is and living the American lifestyle that is supportive of American business and American companies and American products?
Right.
That's patriotism for me. What do you think?
It's the same thing for me as well, Doug. In fact, for years, I have been big on trying to buy only American-made products. That, yep. As you well know and the audience knows, not very easy to do, but I try to do that. I'm with you on that, and I support those businesses.
Yeah, that's what I do. I go out of my way now, and I'm not trying to, you know, beat myself in the chest. Wow, Doug, he's a great guy. No, but it's just a practical sense. I want the country to survive. It's not going to survive if we keep buying up Chinese products and supporting the Chinese government. You know, they've done us a disservice, and that's even putting it, they've done us in with COVID and the rest of the world as well. That's them. They're responsible 100% for COVID and all of its ramifications. And as far as the rest, you know, they're stripping us of our independence right and left. And it's time we recognize that. That's patriotism to me. 21 after the hour.
Form your own opinion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. You can be one way with one person and another way with others. And if you can, others can too. There are no doubt encounters you've had that reflected you at your best and others that reflected you at your worst. And it would be tough to swallow if the people who saw you at your worst changed the opinions of those who experienced you at your best. And if you wouldn't want that to happen to you, it's probably wise for you not to do that to others. In other words, if you have an experience with someone that's not great, but others have a positive experience with that same person, it's okay to respect that person's positive experience rather than try to make them experience what you experienced. We're all just human, and that's true of others hurting you as much as it's true of you hurting others as well. To increase your compassion, visit drchristianconti.com.
We all make choices. When it comes to alcohol, kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, have a seat for a second. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. And it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The end of the month of Thanksgiving, last weekend, and it's the end of the month of Thanksgiving. Well, it is Thanksgiving month. It's also November. And this is the last weekend of November before we go into December and comfort time. That's an expression I used earlier because it does seem like things are more comfortable now, although some people get all worked up, I got to buy presents for this person, that person. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it. Don't feel like you're obligated. I think it's the worst thing in the world. Especially when you get somebody something you think you're supposed to get them, and it doesn't, who cares? The person doesn't need or want. Perhaps something is just there. We've all been there, done that. John Harper is with me from WMEL. Michael is off today as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with the official countdown list. Don't you think that's the case, John? A lot of people, and I don't know whether you do this or not, feel like you have to. If somebody gives you a gift, you got to give them one. I've never felt like that, frankly. Thank you for giving me a gift. But
yeah,
I don't feel obligated to get you one.
Yeah, a lot of people feel that way. And it puts a lot of pressure, I think, on people. Like I know some people give these tchotchke type gifts, whether it be a bag of coffee or whatever, and then they expect something in return. And I don't go for that as well. And I'm with you on that. Thank you for the gift and move on.
Right. My gift to you is my friendship. And I don't mean that to sound like
That's
a jerk,
right.
but I count friendships on like single I have enough fingers and toes maybe to count the people that I really feel, whether it's in business or with my farm or in my family.
Right.
Being my friend is for me anyway, it's a cherished position. I don't say you're lucky that I'm your friend. I'm just saying I think that it's important to have real friends and not just people that you're acquainted with. Anyway, having said that, on the people list, Andrew Cuomo is at number 10, Roger Stone and Alex Jones. They both are experts at sticking their feet in their mouth. I think that's how I would describe them, John. What do you think?
It's amazing what these two guys have come up with over the past couple of years and the things they say. Alex Jones, I'm amazed that he is still on the air and after the types of trouble he's been involved with and the lawsuit he was involved with in Connecticut. It's just amazing. Roger Stone the same way. I don't understand how these two guys still exist.
Number 8 on the list, Ron DeSantis, your governor. What do you get the pulse from the people that listen to your stations on the Space Coast? How popular is he really a presidential contender, DeSantis?
I do not think he is. I think when you kind of break through all of the candidates who are going to actually be running for president on the Republican side, DeSantis will be there, but it's divided here in Florida as far as what people think of him. It's kind of like Trump. It's either 50% pro, 50% con, and same thing with DeSantis. He's trying to make a name for himself with some outlandish remarks that he's made in the past, and I don't think there'll be enough traction to get him any further.
I like Nikki Haley, actually, in a manner of speaking. I kind of like the way she presents herself. I'll tell you one thing: both the Republicans and Democrats better do something about changing their image, because they are all old fossils. Not that it's, look at you and me and our age and. People say we're fossils because we're still on the air. I think it's different when it comes to energy and ideas and fixing trouble and that sort of thing. That falls more to those who may have some new ideas. The older we are, the more our ideas stay the same, I think, in general. All right, so we'll finish the people list and keep going here in a few moments on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
So good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website. It works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. I want to invite you to our annual packages for the troops, December 4th. Join us from 1 to 6 p.m. at the VFW Hall in Anderson on Center Street. $10 for adults, $8 for students with ID. Children 12 and under are free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, while you're out there buying Halloween candy, buy an extra bag for the troops. You can drop donations off every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices located at 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during these holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop-off for your donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with John Harper, WMEL. Michael is off this week. It's Thanksgiving weekend, and many of the things that people are talking about are related to not only what's happened this past week, but also the Thanksgiving feelings, the football, the weather, how are you enjoying yourself, travel, that sort of thing. John's down in Florida. I happen to be in California this weekend, and we're still privy to the information that gets gleaned by the folks who do the work at Talkers Magazine. List is at talkers.com and also djvshow.com if you want to follow along. So I was doing the people list. We do as we often do here, get distracted. Not distressed, but distracted somewhat. Kevin McCarthy's number six. Well, I'll go through the list again of people. Cuomo, not much to say there. Anymore that's new. Roger Stone and Alex Jones are tied at number nine for being big mouths and having the big shoes that they can fit their feet in their mouth. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida's eight. Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House, is number seven. Donald Trump is six. Daryl Brooks is five. Ahmed Arbery, well, actually, the discussion about him, but what happened at that trial. Kyle Rittenhouse, as number three. Jerome Powell is two, and Joe Biden is number one. You know, with regard to Biden, there are a couple of interesting things this week, John, going on. He had a test. He had a physical. and there was a polyp that got removed from his colon. But according to the doctors, it was benign, slow-growing. It could be that it's precancerous, but didn't require any more action. I remember when Reagan had the same thing. You remember that? When Reagan had polyps?
Yes, I do. And everybody,
Yeah. That was a... And people say, well, what's going on? But it didn't. That isn't...
No, I underwent that same procedure earlier this month. And,
did you?
They found... Oh, yeah. And they found several polyps, removed them, and just basically told me to keep checking back, but so far so good. They looked okay. So so it's quite common. It's almost very routine. It's not a big deal.
The Mayo Clinic defines a colon polyp as a small clump of cells that form on the lining of the colon. Most of the polyps are harmless, they say, but some of the polyps can develop into colon cancer, but it takes quite a bit of time. Best prevention for colon cancer is regular screening, so they say.
Right.
Biden is 79. Right. He just had his birthday, didn't he? Wasn't his birthday last week? I think it was.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Right. Oldest president. Reagan had been the oldest president until Biden came along. He says, I'm healthy. The doctor said he's vigorous, fit for duty, et cetera. I've had these colonoscopies, and at our age, nothing, you know, you should have them. I've had endoscopies and colonoscopies to check out both ends of my being here. And I've been very fortunate. I remember, and this is probably too much information, the last time I had it done, the doctor said, you have a nice pink colon. So there you go. It's,
and that's good. That's,
yeah. No,
there's
nothing there. Yeah. And you know what? Some people, when I talked to him, I asked him a little bit more for an insight into what, you know, like that's how I got the information that I just was talking about, what it really is. You know, it's hereditary. Remember Tony Snow, who had been in the Reagan administration? Remember him? He died of colon cancer. He's like 52 or something. He had it in his family.
Yeah.
And I remember being around. I liked him a lot, frankly. I thought he was a good guy.
He was a good guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a good guy. And anyway, so that's the most egregious example I can come up with. The fact that you take aspirin, though. I have taken a little baby aspirin at night before I go to bed for years and years and years and years. And so this doctor said that that was one of the reasons the colon was as clear as it was, because of the aspirin.
Really?
You know, and then you hear the other side of it. Yeah. You hear the other side of it. Well, I shouldn't take it. Remember that a couple of 3 weeks ago when I talked to Dr. Ken Kronhaus about this on the DGV Health program? It was confusing because we have so many, you know, conflicting things that come from the world of medicine. There was the late info was that you shouldn't take an aspirin because it's bad, could cause a stroke or whatever. I mean, how do you know what to believe? I guess as much as anything else, that's a question.
You know, it's the same thing of, it seems like every week you hear something about coffee. Coffee is good for you. Coffee is bad for you.
Right.
You don't know which direction this stuff is going. But a colonoscopy, very important. And everybody, I believe, over the age of 50 should be speaking to their physician about having one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. While we're in the Biden department, the Pentagon says the new helicopter he has is unreliable. There's a new presidential helicopter, and apparently it was ordered. Trump wanted the new plane and the new helicopters to be less expensive. So they changed, and they still don't have that new. You know how long that 747's been in development? That was ordered. Let me think. The first 747 was put into use when Reagan was president. Before that, you don't have. If you've been to the Reagan library, they have the first real Air Force One 707 suspended from the roof. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
If you get a chance to go see it, I think the Reagan Library is fabulous anyway. But the fact they got the plane in there, and so many stories about it, and then it was replaced by that 747, which is still in use now. But during the Obama administration, they decided, Boeing said, look, We want to stop making the 747. So if you want one for the president, we, you know, if you want a couple of new ones, then we better get at it. Well, $4 billion later, they're developing, you know, they developed two planes. There are two Air Force Ones that are exactly the same, and they both fly all the time. When the president's up, they send both of them out so that in the event of some crazy silliness, nobody knows which plane he's really on. So that's the case with these helicopters as well. You see the helicopter, Marine One, take off from the White House or wherever it is, and they, you know, they go where they go. But these things have been around for, I think they're about 40 years old, if I remember correctly. Somebody telling me that. So they wanted to build new presidential helicopters. So Lockheed Martin was the developer, was the builder of the helicopter. I don't know why they didn't go to Sikorsky, because Sikorsky is the one that everybody knows makes the best helicopters. Anyway, this new helicopter program, this is, by the way, you talk about the price tag for the plane, the replacement for these helicopters, because of all the stuff they put in them, $5 billion?
That's hard to believe.
$5 billion
with a B.
$5 billion, exactly. And the report that there is now being scrutinized, Pentagon's testing unit found that while the helicopter was good for administrative missions, it was not effective for emergency flights. Doesn't have all the critical communications in it that's necessary if you have to go up in it and you can't get to the Air Force One, et cetera, et cetera. So they're spending billions of dollars to create these new helicopters. And then you wonder, okay, is this overkill really? Is it overdoing it? That's, you know, I think a lot of Americans ask that question with the, I think there's a good, I think it's a good reason for the question. Frankly,
good reason for the question, and I think it is overkill. It's ridiculous. $5 billion for one of the Marine helicopters. That's and I was not aware of that price tag.
Somebody just sent me a quick note. Lockheed Martin now owns Sikorsky. I didn't know that. Sikorsky was bought out by Lockheed. That's why it's Lockheed Martin doing it, but it's really Sikorsky. That's doing it. And that's right. If somebody's building me a helicopter, I want it to come out of the Sikorsky plant down in Connecticut. They're the ones that know how to make, they certainly know how to make helicopters. All right. Yeah. In a moment, I want to go back to our election focus and something that just came up this week that is really of concern. So we'll talk about that next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A reminder, as we're into Thanksgiving weekend, everybody's been eating and eating and eating. Now you're beginning to ask yourself, how can I lose that weight? How can I lose the belly fat? How can I, you know, keep the weight off? If I'm on the right trajectory, how do I keep it off? Success is spelled C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. That's Calitrin, 24 years on the market. This is something that has been, that hasn't disappointed many people, I'll tell you that. Got an 86% success rate. And that is, you know, the secret is that they have the all-natural approach to losing weight. You're not going to have any negative impact from this. You don't have to go on a crash diet either. You use your head. Eat well, exercise, and use Calitrin to keep the weight off. That's what I like about it. You just keep taking it. Good for all of your body, no matter what. Sustains many operational features of your body the natural way. But they've been at this for 24 years. The secret to their success is just Calitrin's good for you. That's it. Amazing, amazing, amazing program. I get on it for 90 days at least. But right now, you can get 90 days supply and then another 90 days without paying for it using the DJV code when you check out at toploss.com. That's their website. Toploss.com. Do yourself a favor. Get on it now and eat as much as you want. Enjoy yourself. But don't worry about putting on the weight because you're going to have the help of Calitrin to keep it off. Lose it. Keep it off. Calitrin, now is the time. Don't wait till January. To go to toploss.com, get the great deal on this product and no free shipping, no payment for shipping either using the code DJV at toploss.com. People list from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here with the overview of the top 10 people that have been discussed. Their relationship to the stories is certainly important. At number 10, Andrew Cuomo. At number 9, Roger Stone and Alex Jones. There's a pair for you. Ron DeSantis is number 8 on the list. Kevin McCarthy, 7. At number six is Donald Trump. Number five, Daryl Brooks. Number four, Ahmaud Arbery. Number three, Kyle Rittenhouse. Number two, Jerome Powell. And number one is Joe Biden. So that's a list. A few new. That's sort of what's interesting about what we do here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, because the names change more than the stories do from week to week. But anyway, that's for Thanksgiving week, the overview on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the, I just like them all. Slippers are great too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the, I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show on our official list for the week of November 22nd to the 26th. Number 10 on the story list from Talkers is a focus on immigration reform, what's going on at the borders, etc. Number 9, the Cuomo investigation and developments there. Number 8, Thanksgiving and the fun, the weather, etc. Number 7, the Charlottesville jury and what they awarded this week. Number 6, the investigation continuing into the January 6th episode in Washington. Number 5, an overview of violence and crime and this parade tragedy that took place. Number 4, race relations and what's going on with voters. Rittenhouse, that whole business, wow. And the Arbery trial, two of those, very important. Number 3, for discussion purposes. Number 2, COVID. Number 1 this week, the economy and inflation. So 10 stories this week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back here on our Talk Radio Countdown Show, John Harper from WMEL, the Iranian nationals who've been spreading election disinformation that really made a difference, I think, in the 2020 election. They were charged with undermining voter confidence. Can you imagine? The cybersecurity is so bad that these two Iranian nationals were able to spread all kinds of disinformation, basically claiming to be members of the Proud Boys, and if you don't vote for Trump, then we're going to come beat you up, you know, that kind of stuff. And how does that happen in America, frankly? How do we let this
really amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And these are all Iranian government hackers. So what have we done to the Iranian government? Nothing. We're not doing anything. So then we just let them go ho-hum. And so here we are. All right. There it is. Our comments on the top items of the day from Talkers Magazine and the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks to John Harper from WMEL. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Why should you trust Brembo brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing on now with our weekly visit to the eminence. There's a religious connotation to that. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. He's a professor of law. He's also an accomplished lawyer. Has a very important website, Scamicide. You know, probably Scamicide.com is the website. There are a lot of Thanksgiving scams. There are times of the year and things that are going on that have created the opportunity for people to take advantage. I think I have been more, if I look back over maybe the last year or two, more inundated this last week with phony baloney scams. And it's pretty easy just to ignore them, although they do prey on people. Like, here, we've got $50,000 for you. Just click on this, you know, or something like that. So are they more? Is it just I'm noticing them more, or are there really more at this time of year?
You know, there's been more since the pandemic, and the holiday season is absolutely open season for scammers. I mean, and they've got a knowledge of psychology that Freud would have envied, and they have absolutely no scruples. So, you know, there are multitudes of charity scams, particularly charity scams involving police and firefighters, because very often this is a time when local police and firefighters who have their own charities will contact people. but yeah. The scammers are there. And the easy thing there is, you know, if you get a call or an email or a text message, you have never know who is actually contacting you. So if it sounds legit, you go to a website called charitynavigator.org, put in the name, and it will tell you not only if that charity, particular one, is legitimate, but it'll tell you how much of what they gather. You and I have talked about this before, goes to their charitable purpose and how much into their own pockets.
Right. Okay, let's talk about the legal ramifications of some of the stories this week from Talkers. Number three, the Rittenhouse verdict and the Arbery trial. You have comments, I'm sure, on both of those.
Yeah, you know, I'm really glad you asked about them, because the media has been so charged on these, and you know, I've looked at these, and you know, the Rittenhouse verdict. I think Kyle Rittenhouse shouldn't have been there. I think he was reckless in so doing. He put himself in that kind of a situation. But that being said, if from the evidence I saw, I think he was rightfully acquitted, and I don't think it was a matter of racism. This kid went there thinking he was going to be protecting the stores after there had been some riots and looting. There's video of him offering medical assistance to protesters there. He shot someone when someone lunged at him following another shot by someone else. He truly thought he was in it a matter of self-defense. And then the second and third killings were when he was chased and he was in fear. Now, he put himself in this position, and I think there's a lot to talk about this and the Ahmaud Arbery, about how armed we are and vigilantism today. But as far as Rittenhouse goes, I don't think it was a matter of racism. I think it was a matter of guns and vigilantism. You know, this kid wasn't trained to do this kind of thing, and he should never have been there. And as far as the gun, the good old that he was holding and dismissing those charges, the law there in Wisconsin was pretty clear that that gun did not qualify for those particular ones. With Arbery, it's a different story here. And here you had a 11-person white jury and one black juror who convicted them. To me, one of the more troubling things about this was not even the trial, but the fact that you had a situation where when this was initially investigated, the DA said no go.
Really amazing. Oh, it really is. So the parade tragedy, what happens to the guy driving the car?
Wow. I don't know enough about him. And, you know, it's just really strange. Is this just a deranged person? I mean, I think there may be an insanity plea in there. So it's really hard. We need a lot more information to know about this.
Well, the fact that he'd been involved, I think there are a lot of people discussing bonding and what goes on when you get bail and how that's those decisions are made. I think a lot of people
question. Yeah, it's a toughie.
That.
If you're not, you know, if you're not a risk of flight, you have the presumption of innocence, even if absolutely everybody knows the person has done it. And so, you know, bail was legit.
Yeah. All right. There it is, an overview of some of the hot stories from the story list at Talkers Magazine from Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We all make choices. When it comes to alcohol, kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em, have a seat for a second. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. And it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Both sides are telling the Supreme Court there's no middle ground in Wednesday's showdown over abortion. On NBC's Meet the Press, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves said the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling that declared a nationwide right to abortion was wrongly decided.
There is nowhere in the Constitution that prohibits individual states like Mississippi, to limit access to abortions. And so I think Roe was wrongly decided.
The case stems from Mississippi law in 2018 that would ban abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The Supreme Court never allowed states to ban abortion before the point at roughly 24 weeks when an unborn baby can survive outside the womb. U.S. Postal Service gearing up for another holiday crush. This year, they say they're ready.
Last year's holiday season was far from the most wonderful time of the year for the U.S. Postal Service.
We weren't prepared for that. This year, we know what to expect.
Stephen Daugherty, spokesman for the USPS, says they're hiring 40,000 workers and have extra mail facilities and sorting machines now.
There's no time for us like Christmas, the holidays. It's our season. We've done it now for 245 years. We're ready for this year.
UPS and FedEx also say they're hiring workers. Overall, nearly 3.4 billion parcels are expected to crisscross the country this holiday season, according to ShipMatrix. I'm Julie Walker.
Tens of thousands of people in Scotland and northern England remain without power after a storm brought sleet, sub-zero temperatures, and disruptions across much of the UK. Icy gusts causing power cuts around the border between Scotland and England. Forecasters have issued more ice warnings, say the coldest night of the season could hit parts of the UK Sunday night into Monday, with snowfall expected across the country, temperatures dropping as low as 15 degrees. This is townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. Is now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A federal judge approved a $5.4 million settlement between Transamerica and its current and former employees who accused the company of offering several poor-performing investments in its employee retirement plan.
The money will be divided up between roughly 24,000 people based on how long they invested in the funds and how much money they had invested. The provider of investment products and life insurance said it agreed to the settlement to avoid the cost of litigation. Transamerica is based in Baltimore, but it has major operations in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where the lawsuit was filed, and in Denver.
Jeremy House reporting. Police are seeing an increase in thefts of catalytic converters from vehicles across the country. The converters filter pollutants from car exhaust. They're made with valuable precious metals and can be removed in a matter of minutes with a machine-powered saw. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A historic building is coming down.
Authorities in Dayton, Ohio, have given the okay to demolish a 129-year-old structure that was once the site of the Wright brothers' first bike shop. The city wants to tear down the site because the building has deteriorated to a point where it can no longer be maintained and redeveloped. Safety concerns have been raised by some who fear the building could collapse. The shop was first built in 1892 to serve as Orville and Wilbur's first shop. Jason Walker reporting.
Georgia remains number one in the college football poll, followed by Michigan, who jumps four spots to number two after their rout of Ohio State. That drops the Buckeyes from second to seventh. Cincinnati moves from fourth to third, changing places with Alabama, who lost to Auburn. Oklahoma State is fifth, followed by Notre Dame, Mississippi, Baylor, Oregon, to round out the top ten. More news at townhall.com.
December 4th, join us as we send packages to the troops all over the world for the holidays. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. From 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday the 4th, join us for our annual packages for the troops at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. $10 adults, $8 students with student ID. Children 12 and under free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, if you have leftover Halloween candy, donate it and we'll put it in the packages. You can drop off donations between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Fridays at the museum offices, 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during the holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop off of the donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, time for our weekly overview, the Talk Radio Roundup, if you will. The top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine, as viewed by the folks who are on the DJV program, Monday through Friday with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Jake Kirshner is here. And because Jennifer is off for Thanksgiving, we're joined by my friend John Harper from WMEL down on the Space Coast in Florida. He always has great pithy things to say, a great addition to the countdown info when we have him here. So I think what I'm going to do is go through, try to approach this differently every week so that we don't fall into a pattern. The people list has Andrew Cuomo on it. Number 9 is Roger Stone and Alex Jones. Number 8 is Ron DeSantis. 7, Kevin McCarthy. Donald Trump is 6. Daryl Brooks is 5. Ahmaud Arbery is number 4. Kyle Rittenhouse is 3. Jerome Powell is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. So there, that's that overview. On the story side, immigration, the situation at the borders is at 10 in terms of what's been talked about this past week, according to Talkers Research. The Cuomo investigation, the whole thing is mondo bizarro as far as I'm concerned with that. Thanksgiving is number 8. The Charlottesville jury awards damages story is 7. January 6th is 6. Crime and violence. I think the parade tragedy is really where people's head is when it comes to that, when it comes to that situation, when it comes to that story or that storyline. Voter legislation number 4. The Rittenhouse verdict number 3. COVID and the usual at 2, and the economy number 1. Okay, so let's start with number 3, because that's a new one this week. The announcement of the acquittal happened late last week of Rittenhouse, and what that means in terms of gun and gun violence. Is gun violence in our country an American epidemic? I think that's a reasonable, legitimate question to ask after this. I saw a research paper this week where a lot of experts examined the history of our country with guns, the impact of gun violence, and maybe what can be done going forward to mitigate the problem. So let's see, Victoria, you want to start with that, with any thoughts that you had with regard to Rittenhouse? I know we've been on the DJV program. I don't want to say the usual, but there's a conflict that is, once again, based on politics. Rittenhouse has made this impact on the right, and he's everywhere, and isn't it wonderful for gun rights and yada, 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 which I think is complete nonsense. But
I don't know about the gun rights aspect of it, but what does honestly just disgust me is, you know, is that Marjorie Taylor Greene has already said she wants to propose that Kyle Rittenhouse be given the Congressional Gold Medal.
Yeah,
for
that's not
going no,
there. And I know she just loves to be in the headlines, and I think she's just a ridiculous person, but the fact that she's even proposing this is and has support from her supporters, it just shows how incredibly divided. I don't even think this is a gun rights issue. This is just now, it's so much more of a political issue. I mean, Kyle Rittenhouse is no saint by any stretch of the imagination. He did not belong there. He lied. I mean, he's just, should he have been charged with murder? Technically, no. He was, the jury did the right thing in terms of that verdict, but it was a very emotional verdict for most of the country, and for him to be deified, and that's Matt Gaetz and that Gozer guy are fighting over who's going to have Kyle Rittenhouse as an intern. I mean, and then he meets with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, and now Marjorie Greene wants to give him the Congressional Gold Medal, and she says the reason that she wants to do that is that he went into this area, that he protected the community of Kenosha during a Black Lives Matter riot, which is not true.
But
everybody on the right who supports him and supports her, that's fully what they believe.
But how do we get this misinformation? How does this get so distorted, this story? And you can say, well, we have the right story, you have the wrong story. John, well, how's this playing on the Space Coast WMEL?
Well, it's playing just as you kind of described, Doug, throughout the country. Here on the Space Coast and in the state of Florida, this guy has been made to be a rock star,
mm-hmm.
and it's simply amazing. I think Victoria had it nailed right on the head in the fact that it's become very political, very divided in our nation, and I'm very concerned about the feelings that both sides have on this issue, and it's not going to go away anytime soon.
No,
I think you're right about that. Jay, how's it playing down where you are in Nashville?
It's kind of similar where you have people on different sides. I think that the media is an issue in the story. Social media is an issue because you have people looking at other people's opinions online and not doing their own research. There are still people that believe that the people who were shot and killed by Rittenhouse, he is not a murderer by any means. I agree with the verdict as well. And I agree also that he is not a hero. Just because he's not a murderer does not mean he's not a hero.
Right.
But there are a lot of people that still believe that they were black victims, that this was not during riots, that Kyle Rittenhouse hunted these people down. That is not the case. And that is the false narrative that people are still getting online.
Yeah. A lot of stuff. It is trending, though. Excuse me. No question about that. All right. When we continue, we'll move to the other trial. I suppose we ought to talk about the Arbery trial to a point. I don't know. I don't want to give it too much time. Anybody got anything to say about it other than what the obvious is?
Well, I do think that the jury did the right thing. And again, you know, a lot of people are, I saw something over the weekend where someone said, oh, well, that's what happens when you have an all-black jury. It was an all-white jury, except for one black juror. And so, it's this misinformation that we just can't seem to get away from. One of the things that I think is really telling is that the district attorney down there has now been charged because, remember, initially, these three guys hunted Ahmaud Arbery down, and they weren't arrested for over a month. It was a month and a half or 2 months, and they weren't arrested. Everyone knew who they were. The one guy was a former cop. And so everyone was wondering, well, wait a minute, why are there no arrests being made? And it turns out that it's because the Attorney General has now been charged, and she's probably going to lose her law license, she's going to lose her career, because she basically discouraged an arrest from happening, because she knew the guy who was the former cop. So it's very corrupt. It makes a lot of sense when you roll back the timeline of what actually happened. We know this man, Ahmaud Arbery, was was jogging through this neighborhood. He was hunted down by three guys. One guy filmed it, and he ended up being the one who squealed first. And the whole thing was just a mess, and everyone was wondering, well, wait a minute, how are no arrests being made? We know who the three suspects are. It was just, it just felt like an abomination of justice, and so I think a lot of people feel that the right thing was done, and the jury verdict was correct. But, you know, it's just so many layers of corruption. It's just, it's,
you wonder,
disgusting.
Some people wonder, I think I've said any number of times lately on the DJV program, that I think the Black Lives Matter thing is an overcorrection. And that may be, that's how I feel in general. But then on the plane coming out to California this week, I saw a movie about a black family that it was being chased down as they were going. It was a story about churches and what church was in what community and how in the late 40s and early 50s, the police in the South would now, you know, a certain amount of Hollywood, there's an influence of Hollywood here, there's no question about it. Excuse me, but to see the way the police are presented in this movie as going after and hunting down and actually killing blacks at that, you know, down in these backwoods areas, Mississippi and Alabama, it really, it gives you cause to think, it really does. Oof. All right, 15 after the hour, we'll continue with a focus on the election. Yes, we're still talking about the election right after this. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's T-O-P-L-O-S-S. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website. It works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the, I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. All right, 18 after the hour on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's our a weekly get-together of the DJV folks, and because Jennifer's not here, we're joined by John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast, talking about the items that are in the top 10. You can get the list at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. So with regard to number four, voter legislation, I thought it was interesting. This Ohio County official who denied knowing about the attempted breach of the election network. This is John Hammercheck, president of the Lake County Board of Commissioners. So, Jay, you're from that neck of the woods in Ohio. What's it? Do you remember the first time you voted there? Did you vote for the first time in that in Ohio?
I did. I don't remember actually voting, but I do remember getting registered to vote. Whoever it was, the mayor at the time, or they were going to be running for mayor, was going door-to-door to introduce himself to everybody in the community, and he came up, and I had just turned 18, just became eligible to vote, and he helped me get registered, and I just always remember that.
Oh, cool. All right, well, and now it's turned around. What's the issue here, Victoria, in terms of the election fraud. There's some connection to Mike Lindell, and I'm trying to figure that out.
So what happened is, as we know, Mike Lindell of MyPillow fame has been very vocal about, you know, the stolen election and all this alleged election fraud, which has never been substantiated. And so he's been going on these national tours and having these symposiums. I mean, they're basically rallies. And so at two of his rallies, there was a private laptop that was plugged into the network inside this guy Hammerchek's government office on May 4th. And so they did a routine traffic check with this laptop, and essentially it was captured by the computer, and it was circulated at this Mike Lindell cyber symposium on election fraud. And essentially you can't plug a private laptop into election data, take the laptop away, and then go play it at some like MyPillow convention. That's to me the biggest fraud is that. That's the biggest election fraud that we've had so far, are these two different instances where someone who was working in, I forget what other state it was, Colorado, I think, when they literally allowed workers to come right in and take data with them. I mean, that's the real fraud. It's not who's illegally voting. That's the real fraud.
Food for thought at 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Oh, you asked some questions. The mac and cheese debate for Thanksgiving. That's a pretty important one.
This was a big debate that basically broke the internet. It all started with New England Pats defensive end Matt Judon, who loves Thanksgiving and was asked about what he was going to have on the menu. And all he wanted to talk about was the fact that people need to stop putting mac and cheese on their Thanksgiving dinner dinner table. It almost broke the NFL. It broke the internet. And people feel very passionately about this. I think it's a Southern thing. I didn't even know that mac and cheese was an option for Thanksgiving until moving to the South. And now we have it. We had it yesterday. But 84% of people on @DJVShow socials said, absolutely not. Get that crap off the table. Where 16% either said, sure, why not, or yes, it should be on the table.
I think if you're going
I've
to,
never heard
cook
of
it.
That until just now.
Really?
Never,
I
never
either,
heard.
Actually.
Never heard of mac and cheese. I know Doug, you and I are you know up in the north, and so it's just not something that comes up here. But yeah, I mean, when I think of mac and cheese, I think of barbecue. So maybe it's a southern holdover because of good southern barbecue, and the mac and cheese is always one of the sides, and maybe that just gets extended into Thanksgiving. But that is
strange. Yep, our mac and cheese did come from a barbecue place down here.
There you go.
One of the we have here a few of the haunts that we go to regularly here in Los Angeles has a mac and cheese, but it's sort of a fried in the fryolator mac and cheese, and it's actually kind of yummy.
Like a fried ball? Like a ball of mac and cheese? Yeah.
Oh, those things are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are probably really bad.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, here in Florida, I've never heard of it up until this week with the controversy that's going on. It has never, ever been on the menu of anybody that I know here in the state of Florida or anywhere. I've never heard of it.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. We're running against the grain, it would seem, all of us. Okay, next item, a little more serious, the three who were found guilty in the Arbery case. What are people saying about that?
Everybody was in agreement that the verdict was correct. Lori Howerton said justice is served. Colleen Smith chimed in, justice done right. Dan Myers commented that he's with the jury on this one. Arbery wasn't a physical threat to anyone until he was under attack. There was no need for confrontation.
All right, what I'm most interested in is what the collective has decided on the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, because we've been talking a lot about our feelings. What are the listeners saying?
Yeah, most people were in agreement with the jury. Very, very few said that kid should fry. There was a comment, again, misinformed about him hunting down black people. That was not the case. Tommy Perez commented that judge should be praised for his knowledge of the law. We need more judges like him. Winifield Jeremy can't wait for Rittenhouse to sue every media outlet and public figure who labeled him a white supremacist. And Diana Julian calls Rittenhouse a vigilante and questions if this will encourage others to become vigilantes as well.
Absolutely, it will.
That is a good conversation to be having.
Interesting that two-thirds, at least, of the comments, two out of three of the comments that you read for us, were supportive of him. So maybe are we on the wrong side of this, or we have a different point of view? I don't.
Well, you can agree with the verdict.
The law,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you can agree with the verdict and support the law. All of the before stuff, well, he shouldn't have been there, blah, 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 all that stuff, that's almost more moral-based. It's when it's in terms of what happened in court, the trial itself, I am with the jury on this one, and I think we all kind of are in agreement of that part of the fact, that he is not a hero. He's not a murderer,
no,
but he's not a hero.
No.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. I want to invite you to our annual Packages for the Troops, December 4th. Join us from 1 to 6 p.m. at the VFW Hall in Anderson on Center Street. $10 for adults, $8 for students with ID. Children 12 and under are free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, while you're out there buying Halloween candy, buy an extra bag for the troops. You can drop donations off every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices located at 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during these holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop off for your donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever, $1,495. All access membership separate. Terms apply. See website for details.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
So
I saw 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now, the cozy season is here. And I reference that because that is how some people refer to the aftermath. The Thanksgiving season opens up the door to the cozy time of the year. So we'll maybe talk a little bit about that. Is it really the cozy season for you? Are you feeling good about the end of the year? If you're a retailer, we talk about Black Friday and the reality that by the time you get here, from now till the end of the year, that's where you make your money. And that really is kind of a stark reality as to what's going on in American business. But it's been that way for quite a long time. That's how Black Friday gets started. I'm Doug Steffen here with my friend John Harper, who's in from WMEL in the Space Coast area of Florida, with his thoughts on the things that are in the story list this week. Victoria Keelan, who's from the DJV program, along with Jay Kirshner, who is also a DJVer, here to put the, you know, this is the ancillary, this is the companion piece to the official countdown show that I do every week with Michael Harrison. So we're going through some of the items here. At number five, the parade tragedy. I think that's the most important thing when it comes to crime and violence this week, isn't it? What happened there and how do these things happen in general? That's what people want to know. Yeah. How do these things happen? Isn't that what people are
Well, how does a guy who how does a guy get out on bail for only $1,000 when he had had a long rap sheet and he had already attempted to run over the mother of his child with his car? Then 2 days later he plows into an entire parade of people. And just to escape, and he was leaving, he was fleeing the scene of a knife fight, so he was in a separate domestic violence issue, and so he was fleeing that scene, and then caused this horrible tragedy. It's just, you have to wonder, we have people who are stuck in jail for, you know, minor marijuana possessions who can't make bail, and then this guy is out on $1,000 bail and then goes and kills people. It's very backwards.
Yeah, it really is. Go ahead, John.
It's just a tragic situation all around as far as what went on with this incident during that parade. And I think goes back to what we were all talking about at the start of the show as far as guns, gun violence, and the way in which our society is now looking at guns. And it seems like the nerve has been opened or reopened, perhaps, and it occurred, I think, a couple of years ago by Donald Trump, and it seemed to legitimize a lot of these issues that are taking place. And he brings the kid from Wisconsin into his home and makes him a rock star. And the kid is on other shows, but my point is it goes to say that, as we mentioned, the country very much divided, and I don't see that going away anytime soon. And where that's going to end, I think nobody knows, and it's wide open for further debate on that.
Well, I have a friend who's an astrologer, and if you believe in astrology or what it is all about, she has predicted the next 2 years are going to be a rough and tumble time in America, and then it sorts itself out, whatever, however that happens. You know, there are some people who are promoting literally the violence that would lead to a civil war. There are that many crazy people in this country, and you know, they want everybody to think the way they do, and that never works. Even if you were to go to war and you saw what happened after the Civil War, things still aren't straightened out as far as Black America is concerned. And it's, you know, we're talking about 150 years ago. There still is this prejudice, this hatred, this disrespect for people just because they have a different color skin. I have said on the air many times, I think the Black Lives Matter thing has overcorrected. At this point, we better take a breath, because if you keep pushing on things like that, that does result. I mean, there are certain things that are so obvious that needed to be corrected, and the addressing of that is something that we're doing, I think, as a country, as a culture. But there's another side to it that kind of makes me wonder whether we aren't hurting the cause more because we're pushing too hard. Some elements of that, I think, hold some sustenance in terms of
no doubt about it. Absolutely,
what's going on?
Yeah.
All right. So the business of crime, I had something here that I thought was worth our time for a moment. There's the story of a federal grand jury that held Walgreens, CVS, and Walmart distributing pain pills in two Ohio counties. They were charged with being reckless, and they were found responsible. This is the opioid thing. You know, it's been going on. Pharmacies distributing, in this case, 80 million prescription painkillers in one county alone over a 4-year period. Good God. And then there was another county 61 million pills were. This is all in Ohio, Jay. Lake County is where I think you're from, right?
No.
Where are you?
No,
from?
We're from Lorain County, Cuyahoga County, like just west of Cleveland.
Right. I'm trying to remember where Trumbull County is.
But this isn't just in Ohio, though. I mean, right now this case pertains to Ohio. But, you know, down in West Virginia, there was one county that had a very small population. I forget the exact number. But 75 million opioid pills and prescriptions were filled in this one county that only had thousands of people in it. 75 million. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we're going to see. Now, naturally, CVS and Walgreens and everybody else is coming forward saying, you know, this, we don't agree with the verdict and this isn't our fault and we're filling prescriptions that doctors are writing. I think that, you know, this is such a complicated issue, and the pharmaceutical companies, I think, that really are the ones that people should be going after, because they're
really
the ones who...
You really think this is that complicated? I don't see it as being very complicated.
Well, it is, because if you think about, like, the sort of chain of command, right, you go to the doctor... You say, I have some pain in my back or whatever, and so they prescribe an opioid because the pharmaceutical rep has visited them, and in a lot of cases, as you know, as we know, pharmaceutical reps give big, extravagant enticements. Mm-hmm. Sometimes college tuitions for children are paid off, golf clubs, golf trips, I mean, all kinds of stuff. And there's actually a website, you can look it up, I forget the name of it now, but you can see what your doctor has gotten from pharmaceutical companies. And then, so the doctors write the prescriptions because they've been assured by the pharmaceutical companies that these are very safe and non-addictive, and then it's the pharmacist's job to fill the prescription. So I do have a little bit of sympathy for the pharmacies, because how are they supposed to override what your doctor tells you is right for you?
Yeah, and the pharmacist can't ask the person all these questions, like, are you sure you need
They're not
this?
Allowed to.
Yeah,
right.
They can't ask that.
Yep. But the other side, the reason that these three chains are being held accountable is because they were colluding with, that's pretty obvious. I mean, this sort of reminds me of
the sheer volume alone.
Yeah. I mean, this reminds me of payola back when you and I were disc jockeys, John. And the other thing, it isn't just doctors that get paid off. I remember there was a big scandal with car dealers getting paid off, depending on where they were selling cars and what they were using for incentives and how they looped people in. Corruption has been part of almost any American business that has existed since World War II, and this is just the latest example. But the reality here is that the drug companies are so powerful. They have so much money. Look at the influence that they have on our entertainment time. Watch a television program, and you tell me that in each spot set, on any major network, any major television program, you don't see at least one spot for a drug company. It's not possible because
they're the only ones with money, right, to pay for all the advertising.
Right. Yeah.
Watch the 6:30 network news on any of the networks, and it's one spot after another for drug companies. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and also they know their target too, because that's an older audience watching the 6 o'clock news. So these are not necessarily drugs for, you know, younger people. They're reaching their target audience.
Which is a comment in and of itself about what people know and how they get their news. You're right. The demos are older. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show on our official list for the week of November 22nd to the 26th. Number 10 on the story list from Talkers is focus on immigration reform, what's going on at the borders, etc. Number 9, the Cuomo investigation and developments there. Number 8, Thanksgiving and the fun, the weather, etc. And number 7, the Charlottesville jury and what they awarded this week. Number 6, the investigation continuing into the January 6th episode in Washington. Number 5, an overview of violence and crime and this parade tragedy that took place. Number 4, race relations and what's going on with voters. Rittenhouse, that whole business, wow. And the Arbery trial, two of those, very important. Number 3, for discussion purposes. Number 2, COVID. Number 1 this week, the economy and inflation. So 10 stories this week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. The border crisis, what's happening on the U.S.-Mexico border. We'll spend some time on that after these words here on the Talk Radio Review. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin. So what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
So good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
People list from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here with the overview of the top 10 people that have been discussed. Their relationship to the stories is certainly important. At number 10, Andrew Cuomo. Number 9, Roger Stone and Alex Jones. There's a pair for you. Ron DeSantis is number 8 on the list. Kevin McCarthy, 7. At number 6 is Donald Trump. Number 5, Daryl Brooks. Number 4, Ahmaud Arbery. Number 3, Kyle Rittenhouse. Number 2, Jerome Powell, and number 1 is Joe Biden. So that's a list. A few new. That's sort of what's interesting about what we do here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, because the names change more than the stories do from week to week. But anyway, that's for Thanksgiving week, the overview on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so number 10 on the list, the story list from Talkers Magazine. Again, you can get the charts for the week of November 22nd to the 26th. Well, you can get all the charts every week at djvshow.com or at talkers.com. The border crisis, I don't like that word, it's so overused. But the number of migrants crossing into our country this year alone is at a 20-some-odd year high. The new encounters, people coming who have gotten across the border, numbers 180,000. So where are they going? Nobody knows. What are they doing? Nobody knows. Well, they're taking jobs that Americans say that they don't want to do, or at least that's what the guy, that's kind of what the logic is for letting them in, it would seem. So how, you're the closest to the border, the southern border. Remember when Cubans came into Miami and that influenced, it really influenced the culture of the entire South Florida peninsula. So what
sure
kind
did.
Of, yeah, I mean, you don't, we keep talking about the U.S.-Mexico border, but what about Florida and people that are coming in? There's no, the border's porous. You come in on a boat, get off a boat anywhere, clear water, and
like,
go
see,
wherever you want to go.
I feel like, that's interesting. I feel like, in my mind, I feel like it's more difficult to do that in Florida than
no.
it is along, you know, walking along,
no.
you know, between
no.
Mexico and.
Nope, not at all.
No, it still goes on all the time, and. The deal is, once we get their feet in the sand here in the state of Florida, they're allowed to come on in. But if the government catches them in their boats and they have not set foot ashore, then they are turned back. But it's still going on. It's very heavy. It hasn't changed. And now you've got the Haitian situation as well.
Yeah. People don't realize if you're not down south, although I think in some of the big cities up north, there's more. You can't find, I got into a cab at LAX the other night. I couldn't understand one word the driver. Uh-huh. I don't even know where he was from because it was dark. I couldn't tell. But I couldn't understand a word that he said. And as a result, he drove me around in circles. I kept telling him where to go, and he kept, oh, no, this way, you know, that kind of stuff. And so it's there's a certain amount of scamming going on with some of these guys. They're very clever. All right, so Thanksgiving and the aftermath, the big sales that are on. One of the things that I thought was interesting, ladies and gentlemen, the price of the dollar store items is no longer a dollar. The average is a buck and a quarter on most of the products. And so you wonder about all these dollar general, dollar this, dollar that, and all the crap is that's in these stores made in China. Do they still maintain their dominance? I mean, what's the difference between a buck and a quarter, I suppose we could ask, right?
Well, I think between a buck and a quarter, some people are still going to prefer going to those stores. But I've heard a lot of people here in Florida talking about the fact that why should they go to a dollar store when the price is the same as they'll be able to get at any other store. So I think it has hurt them here, at least in the state of Florida, the way people are thinking here.
Yeah, I don't have much. I don't give much support. They're not advertisers, and even if they were, I wouldn't give them much support. I just think the crap that they sell, all the Chinese stuff, does nothing but hurt Americans working and otherwise. Yeah. They say, well, where can buy it anywhere else? You just proved that you can buy it elsewhere. Thank you. John Harper from WMEL, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
We all make choices. When it comes to alcohol, kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em, have a seat for a second. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. And it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's time for us, that is you and me and Victoria, to go through the top five items in the world of technology as part of our weekend overview. So we have five items here, and we'll count them down from five to number one. Victoria Keelan is here with me. Doug Steffen, FCC approving a Verizon TracFone acquisition, not good for the consumer. it would seem.
Actually, no. This is the reason that the FCC, which we know under this current administration, the FCC is not exactly friendly to monopolies or to mergers and things that, you know, really reduce competition in the marketplace. So this one was kind of a surprising headline, but the FCC did approve a $6 billion Verizon and TracFone acquisition, which pairs. TracFone is the largest reseller of wireless devices in the U.S., and they have 20 million subscribers and 90,000 retail locations. Mm-hmm. And so Verizon's acquisition as the largest wireless provider has now merged these two together, and the reason that the FCC said that they were okay with this is because they're requiring Verizon to make several consumer protection agreements with the FCC as part of the deal. And so I guess when you have Verizon over the barrel, you better take advantage of it, and it looks like the FCC did. Verizon has promised to continue its participation in the Lifeline subsidy program for at least another 7 years, and then that essentially provides cellular service and accessories to low-income areas around the country and to low-income people. And then Verizon also has to provide cost-effective 5G devices and services to the Lifeline customers. So meaning they can't just get stuck with, you know, the old iPhone or the old Samsung. They have to have current 5G devices at that same cost-effectiveness. And so Verizon has to submit semi-annual reports describing how it's complying with these restrictions. This is going to be, you know, there's a lot of oversight on Verizon with this. Last Thursday, the California Public Utility Commission approved the deal as well, and you know California is also pretty strict when it comes to this stuff. Now, the California regulators required Verizon's TracFone to participate in the Lifeline program for 20 years. So between California and the FCC, Verizon may make more money on this, but they're still going to have to hold up their end of the bargain, which I think is very fair.
Number four, FBI and other government agencies entering into the holiday ransomware business.
Yeah, this is for companies and consumers. So the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, that's CISA, C-I-S-A, and the FBI are urging public and private sector organizations to remain extra vigilant during the holiday shopping season. So they have, on the company level, they have insisted that, you know, companies have IT security workers available on weekends and holidays. So you're not just sitting around after a hack happens and you've got to wait for, you know, IT to come back into the office on Monday. So that's one thing that's, you know, really important, is being able to get on top of these attacks as soon as possible. They also want them to implement multi-factor authentication for administrative and other accounts, because we know a lot of leaked passwords and old accounts have been hacked into. And so, and again, for shoppers, for consumers, be so hyper vigilant this season, because this is any type of holiday season is going to be just a haven for hackers and malicious cyber actors. So make sure that, you know, you are double checking things, you're not falling for any phishing scams, don't open suspicious emails. If you get an email from a company that doesn't normally email you, go right to their website, don't open the email, things like that, and just make sure you're really careful.
Number three, as we count down to number one.
So GoDaddy suffered a security breach that gave an attacker access to more than a million email addresses belonging to people who use GoDaddy to run their websites. So here's another example. If you are a GoDaddy customer, they say that they're going to be notifying you directly if you've been affected. Get ahead of it. If you are a GoDaddy customer, go log in and change your password and make sure that you are monitoring your credit reports. That's super important. You can sign up for Credit Karma. It's free. They'll let you know if someone is opening stuff in your name.
Number two.
So a federal grand jury in New York this week indicted two Iranian nationals on charges related to a cyber-based disinformation campaign to undermine voter confidence and sow discord in the 2020 election here in the U.S. Essentially, they were threatening physical injury to thousands of voters and members of the Proud Boys. They sort of pretended that they were the Proud Boys. And so if you didn't vote for Donald Trump, you were threatened with physical violence. So they luckily, they tracked them down and they indicted them. They're in custody now in New York.
Number one, number of attorneys general launching an Instagram investigation.
Yep, Instagram, owned by Facebook, now called Meta, they're under investigation to see if they really do have negative effects from Instagram on young kids. We already know the answer to this, but we'll see how they get fined.
Thank you. Yep. Yes is the answer. All right, Victoria, good. Thanks. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. COVID-19 cases from the new variant are emerging outside of southern Africa, where it was first identified several days ago.
This variant is spreading around the world, with two cases so far identified here in the UK.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced new measures aimed at containing the spread of the Omicron variant. Many countries are imposing new restrictions on travel from southern Africa, including the US. Danny Altman is a professor of immunology at Imperial College London.
Let's try and be forewarned and do it properly this time, so I think it probably is warranted.
The good thing is that we have monitoring systems around the world to detect these variants very quickly.
The World Health Organization's Maria van Kerkhove.
Already, scientists are sharing research with us, information with us, so that we can take action.
Open questions include the effectiveness of current vaccines against Omicron and whether it causes more severe disease. There's been no indication of that so far. I'm Ben Thomas.
Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene saying House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy doesn't have the full support to be the head of the House.
Greene said in an episode of a podcast with Republican colleague Matt Gaetz of Florida, quote, "We know that Kevin McCarthy has a problem in our conference. He doesn't have the full support to be Speaker." Green also took aim at McCarthy over the fact that she was stripped of her committee assignments earlier this year. She mentioned another colleague, Paul Gosar of Arizona, who was stripped of committee assignments earlier this month by House Democrats. 2 weeks ago, McCarthy pledged that both members would have committee assignments restored if Republicans achieved a majority again in the House in 2022. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Jury selection begins Tuesday for a white former suburban Minneapolis police officer who says she meant to grab her taser instead of her handgun when she shot and killed a black motorist. Legal experts say a conviction isn't as certain as it might seem, at least on the most serious charge of manslaughter. Her defense attorney says the cop who resigned 2 days after the shooting made an innocent mistake. This is townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. ReliefFactor.com.
The theft of catalytic converters on the rise around the country.
Catalytic converters filter pollutants from car exhaust and are made with valuable precious metals. Experts say the converters can be removed in just a matter of minutes with a machine-powered saw. In late summer, State Farm Insurance said it had a threefold jump in the number of catalytic converter claims filed over the last year. Jason Walker reporting.
Former Florida Congresswoman Carrie Meek has died at the age of 95. Meek was one of the first black Floridians elected to Congress since Reconstruction. She was the grandchild of a slave and a sharecropper's daughter. and Congress, Meek championed affirmative action and economic opportunities for the poor. Meek retired in 2003 after serving five terms in her district. Check out more breaking news. Read the best analysis. They're both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A Salvation Army guide shows they have bought into wokeness.
The guide asks, quote, white Americans to stop trying to be colorblind. The guide's introduction states that Christians need to evaluate racist attitudes and practices and to apologize for their racism. Under the resource section, the guide lists books from woke authors as must-reads. The Salvation Army has received much pushback from other Christian ministries saying they have bought into the false narrative of CRT. Patrick Foss reporting.
The National Police Association asking for help. Rather than record an attack, the association is asking bystanders to put down their cell phones and step in and help an officer in trouble with three suggestions. Call 911, offer the officer help. If he accepts, do what you can to safely help him. And if declined, witnesses can start filming. So far this year, more than 50,000 police officers have been assaulted. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Turn your Sunday into today. The Shasta College spring semester begins January 19th, and now's the time to register for classes. First-time, full-time students. Get your first 2 years tuition free. At Shasta College, we'll teach you the skills, give you the knowledge, and provide the training you need to unlock your potential. Reskill, upskill, or get transfer ready at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/apply.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now, when radio was... Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open this time with a Thanksgiving show from Father Knows Best. Then later, Jack Benny is dreaming of turkeys as he prepares for the holiday. We begin in the fictional Springfield on the evening of November 22nd, 1951.
Yes, it's Father Knows Best, transcribed in Hollywood, starring Robert Young as Father. A half-hour visit with your neighbors, the Andersons. So once in every year we throng upon a day apart to praise the Lord with feast and song in thankfulness of heart. In November of the year 1621, our pilgrim fathers sat down to a table piled high with the fruits of a bountiful harvest. They offered their thanks in humble reverence and thereby established a precedent that we, the most fortunate people on earth, have followed with joy and gratitude for some 330 years. Thanksgiving Day is an American holiday, typically and exclusively ours. So let's spend the next half hour in the dining room of an average American home, the Andersons, and see how they, an average American family, are celebrating the most American day of the year, Thanksgiving. Like this.
Everybody close their eyes.
Well.
Here comes the bird. The turkey.
Boy, am I ever hungry.
There you are. Mother, it's gorgeous.
Put it right down here, honey.
It sure smells good, Mom.
Thank you, dear.
I'd get a drumstick.
Mother. Bud, keep your fingers out of there.
I just wanted a piece of celery.
Father hasn't said grace.
Oh, excuse me.
Don't forget, I get a drumstick.
All right, Kathy. Go ahead, dear.
You know, I found something very interesting the other day.
Holy cow.
Father, can't you tell us after?
Betty?
This pertains to the grace I'm about to say.
And then I get a drumstick.
I was looking through some old books at the library, and I ran across a prayer of thanks written by Benjamin Franklin in the year 1728.
It was very unusual.
Dear, it is getting awfully late.
This will only take a few seconds, honey. And I think it'll do us all a lot of good. Benjamin Franklin divided everything in life into four categories. And it's amazing how thorough a job he did. He must have been a remarkable man.
Jim...
For example, in the first section of his Thanksgiving prayer, he gave thanks for the material things of life, such as food and drink and raiment.
What's raiment?
Clothing, dear.
Oh.
And giving thanks for clothing is a very appropriate part of a Thanksgiving prayer. When I think of some of the things that have gone on with clothes in this house...
Jim, I hope you know what you're doing.
I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm getting just a little fed up with dressing in Bud's room.
It isn't that bad.
No, he had all of my neckties, all of my socks, all of my sweaters, and half of my pants.
Are you sure?
Yes, dear, I'm sure. In this house, the first one up isn't the best dressed. He's the only one who can get dressed.
Jim, but Bud certainly has enough clothes of his own.
Of course he has. He just likes mine better, that's all.
Dear, don't you think if we told them...
I'm tired of telling them. Wait till they go up there and see a bunch of empty closets. That'll teach them.
Naturally, I think we're right in taking our own things back, but to take all of theirs...
It'll do them good. Maybe they'll learn to respect other people's property.
Mother!
We're home.
Kathy!
I'm here, Daddy.
Good. All three of you go upstairs and get ready for lunch.
And Betty?
Yes, Mother?
See that Kathy washes in back of her ears.
Okay.
Wait till they see those closets.
Jim, I think you're being very mean.
I'm just trying to teach them a lesson.
How would you like to open your closet and find all your clothes missing?
Honey, I do it every day.
But every young boy...
And Betty isn't any better. She had three of your pocketbooks, two unmentionables, five pairs of stockings, four...
Dad!
Here it comes.
Hey, Dad!
Remember, Margaret, you're to let me handle it.
All right, but I still think there's an easier way.
Yeah, it's awful. It's terrible.
What is it, son? What's the matter?
My clothes, they're gone.
Well, sit down. Let's see if we can't figure out what happened.
My best gray slacks. They even took those.
Which best gray slacks would those be?
You know, the ones that came with your gray suit.
I see. Your best gray slacks.
And all of my ties, my whole collection.
Which you collected from my closet.
And my sweaters and everything.
Mother!
Jim, I don't think I can go through with it.
I'm practically naked.
Mother!
I just can't.
Honey, what is it, Betty?
We've been robbed. Somebody got in and we've been robbed.
No.
Everything's gone.
Jim, if you don't tell them, I will.
All right, Margaret, I'll tell them. Betty, Bud, your mother and I arranged this whole thing to teach you a lesson.
You what?
Angel, let's not give me too much credit.
Well, you were in on it.
You mean you got somebody to swipe our clothes?
Nothing's been stolen, dear.
You'll find all of your things in our room.
Father!
We just wanted to show you how we feel every morning of our lives.
Dad.
It's gotten so that, well, nothing in our wardrobe is sacred.
Dad.
My best neckties, your mother's cashmere sweaters, you wear them more than we do.
Oh, Father.
Dad.
This was the only way I could figure to impress upon you that from now on you're to leave our things alone.
Dad.
The next time you feel like borrowing a pair of socks or a belt or a pair of your mother's gloves, you'll think twice about it, won't you?
I'll get it.
Dad.
Just a minute, Bud. I want to find out who's at the door.
I know who's at the door.
You what?
We told Kathy to call the cops.
Oh, no.
Father?
Hmm? Oh, the grace.
And then I get a drumstick.
Well, in the second part of his Thanksgiving prayer, Benjamin Franklin concentrated on the natural phenomena of life. Things like air and light and fire and water.
Fire is pretty important, isn't it, Mom?
Yes, dear, it's very important.
For stuff like heating up turkeys when they get cold. Huh, Dad?
I'll get to the turkey in a minute. I just want to make sure that you all understand...
Father, after what happened at Blue Paradise last winter, you don't have to worry about us.
We remember about fire and water, all right.
That was quite a day, wasn't it?
I don't think I'll ever get the drumstick.
paradise.
You mean that?
Holy cow, Dad. You said it was a great big hunting lodge.
Well, it looked larger the last time I was here.
Jim, are you sure we ought to buy a hunting lodge?
Honey, a bargain like this doesn't come along every day. I know it doesn't look like much from here, but, well, let's go inside.
Will it fall down?
Of course not. Just don't touch any of those braces, that's all.
Boy, what a dump.
It's not supposed to be the Ritz-Carlton. We just want it for weekends and things.
Why do they call it Blue Paradise? Look at those cracks in the wall. You probably turn blue in the middle of the night.
Betty, you can't expect too much for $1,500.
$1,500?
Honey, the view of the lake alone is worth that.
What view?
What lake?
It's a very beautiful lake. All you have to do is walk about half a mile down the road and, well, it's very easy to see it from there.
On a clear day.
But if I hear one more word... Honey, look out.
What?
That, the porch is a little weak in spots, but...
Oh.
Go ahead, Bud. Open the door.
There isn't any doorknob.
You don't need a doorknob. Just, push.
Okay.
Jim, do you really think...
Bud!
Grab it!
Hey!
Oh, dear.
Bud, you didn't have to push that hard, did you?
I just gave it a little push.
Well, a couple of new hinges is all it needs.
I've got an idea. Why don't we knock all the doors down and use them for a porch?
Very funny. Are you going in, Margaret?
Well, you only live once, I suppose.
Everything may seem a little rough at first, but you'll get used to it. Well, how do you like it?
It's got a nice foyer. Where's the living room?
This is the living room. Nice and compact, isn't it, honey?
Oh, yes. Yes, if it's anything, it's compact.
It's dirty, too.
Hey, look at this. The closet's got a window in it.
That's the bedroom.
Father, it isn't.
Of course it is. How large do you want a bedroom to be?
Large enough for a bed?
I've got an idea. Why don't we buy it and rent it out to some midgets?
But that isn't funny.
Dear, it is a little small.
You're not supposed to give dances up here. It's a place to relax, get back to nature.
What's in here, Daddy?
That's the kitchen. But I thought we could do all our cooking in the fireplace. That way we can turn the kitchen into another bedroom.
Cook in the fireplace?
Why not? The pioneers did it all the time.
I see.
This will do us all a lot of good. It might even teach us to appreciate the comforts we take so much for granted at home.
Yes, I can believe that. If it'll do anything, it'll teach us to appreciate comfort.
Isn't there any bathroom?
Of course. You just can't see it from here, that's all.
Daniel.
Who?
Mr. Boone.
Oh. Yes?
If there's any cooking to be done in a fireplace, guess who's going to do it?
Me?
I just wanted to get that straightened out.
Honey, you don't seem to understand. Living the simple life this way can be a great adventure for all of us.
Jim, there is nothing in the world that's more complicated than the simple life.
I've got an idea.
Of course, everybody's got ideas.
We could eat on paper plates, and then we won't have to wash any dishes.
That's the spirit, kitten.
Speaking of washing, I don't see any water.
There's a whole tub of it in the kitchen.
You mean we have to carry it in from a well?
No. You have to bring it up from the lake.
Oh. Oh, Jim.
It isn't far. Why, Bud will get used to doing it in no time at all.
Me? But you said it's a half a mile.
Dear, this is another thing we've got to straighten out. I'm not going to let a young boy like Bud carry heavy pails of water up here from any lake.
But the pioneers... Honey, it won't hurt him to carry a few buckets of water. And besides, if I'm going to cook, I won't have the time.
I've got an idea.
You too?
You can do it every morning, right after you chop the wood.
What wood?
For cooking, remember, dear? Like the pioneers?
Margaret, if you're trying to discourage me...
Why, Jim, I think living the simple life will do you a lot of good.
You do?
Of course. You'll get up early every morning and get your lungs full of good, clean air.
While we're breathing that old stale stuff in the bedroom.
Betty, please. Then you'll run briskly down to the lake for water.
After you chop some wood.
And build a fire. Like the pioneers.
Then you'll clean and fill the kerosene lamp.
Wait a minute. Why do I have to do it all?
You're the one who wants a hunting lodge.
I know, but...
I think you're going to enjoy it. Cooking our breakfast and lunch and dinner.
And chopping some more wood.
And carrying some more water. Like the pioneers.
Say, I've got a great idea. Let's go home.
You're listening to Father Knows Best on WIN Radio 1. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke contacts, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management. Management.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
December 4th, join us as we send packages to the troops all over the world for the holidays. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. From 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday the 4th, join us for our annual packages for the troops at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. $10 adults, $8 students with student ID. Children 12 and under free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, if you have leftover Halloween candy, donate it and we'll put it in the packages. You can drop off donations between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Fridays at the museum offices, 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during the holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop off for the donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
Sometimes even a little more so. Now, statistics have proven that after careful research and observation, that by and large, 9 out of 10 people, of course, this applies only to large people. Now, starting on the top, or a little higher with short people, the body runs down. This is when you should see a doctor. Now, starting on the top, we have the head, which is very important, being about the only place to put the eyes, the ears, the nose, and the face. Now, very few people seldom, infrequently realize the importance of the eye, ear, nose, and face. But if you didn't have your funny old looking eyes, ears, nose, and face, people would say we're in love. Nevertheless, now, a word of caution. Don't. The eyes and nose look down on the mouth. Carelessness of what the mouth does may result in darkening of the eyes or bloodying of the nose. This is known as hemoglobin or hemoglobus. The plural, hemoglobus, where there's more than one. Well, in treating this bloodular condition, doctors try to remember, or else they operate. Now, let us proceed to neck. To the neck, which is frequently dead from the head up or down, depending on the direction. Well, after a short while, the neck leads to the esophagus. Now let us look at the esophagus and watch the food go by. First the entree, of course, and the salad and dessert. And oh boy, chocolate pudding. Well, sometimes the food gets stuck. And then we have a condition known to medical science as stomachus in the esophagus. Now, sometimes when the stomach is full, we have another condition known to science as enophagus in the esophagus. Now, esophagus is a Latin derivative from the Greek esophagus. Is of a goose, is of a blue goose. According to the sex, the extra one is a spare used only. Now, so much for the left ventricle. Just to the right of the left ventricle. Just to the left of the right ventricle. Just right of the left, right. Well, This is only approximate.
But it is very important. Now, in conclusion, we come to the end. And we will notice that the toe bone is connected to the foot bone. And the foot bone is connected to the ankle bone. And the ankle bone is connected to the leg bone. The leg bone connected to the hip bone. The hip bone connected to the thigh bone. The thigh bone connected to the bone. Come on, jump on, but you, but jump, but you, but you, come on,
when you say a cup and saucer, you know there's pleasure ahead. That's the promise they make, and here's the way to make sure it's fulfilled. Fill your cup with delicious, more flavorful Chasen Sanborn coffee. It's the blend with the second cup appeal of flavor you can't forget. In the past year, more people changed to Chasen Sanborn coffee than to any other kind on the market. That's the biggest swing in coffee history. A sure sign that in buying coffee, flavor is the first consideration. And yet, important as it is to our enjoyment, flavor does not show on the scales. Chasen Sanborn doesn't weigh any more than any other coffee, so you get just as much of it in a pound as you would any other kind. But that superabundance of extra flavor is there just the same. It comes out in the cup. You can measure it then in terms of deep-down satisfaction. So take advantage of this opportunity. Ask your grocer for Chasen Sanborn coffee every time.
Elsa, I have a bright idea.
Well, what is it, Edgar?
I'd like to give a Thanksgiving party for everybody on the show. That is, if I could count on your helping me.
I'd be only too glad to, Edgar. I'll see you have a party they'll never forget.
Oh, thanks, Elsa. Yeah, I don't know how I'll ever repay you.
Oh, either check, money order, or cash.
Well, but this is only a small dinner party.
Even then, there's a fee.
There is, huh?
That kills it.
All right. How much would it be?
Well, not much. My prices are mildly exorbitant. I could handle it for $500 in one easy payment in advance.
Mm.
$500? For what?
Well,
maybe you don't know that I'm the town's foremost caterer.
Oh, you are? Let's see you cater. No. $500, couldn't we do it just a little bit cheaper than that?
Well, whenever I put on a party, Edgar, I like to do it up front.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bergen would be satisfied with a light tan.
Edgar, you don't mean to tell me that you're a cheap skate.
Could I answer that question?
No. It just so happens that I'm a little short right now. It seems that money just slips through my fingers.
Right down into your sock.
No.
Of course, I could cut my prices a little bit if you'd let me bring my slot machines.
Oh, but no, this is a high-class party.
Well, I'll only bring my dollar machines.
Oh, aren't you going? Yeah. I have no objection to that. Now, let's give a little thought to the menu.
Well, I could give you a breast of turkey under glass at $5 a plate.
$5? Could you suggest something a little less expensive?
How about filet a hot dog under Dixie cup?
No.
What did you have in mind?
Well, I don't know. Meatloaf is always nice.
For Thanksgiving? What is this, a holiday for wings?
No.
Charlie's right. We really should have a turkey.
Yes.
How about a baby turkey with mushrooms?
Well, couldn't we do without the mushrooms?
Yes, we could just have filet of baby turkey.
Yes. Now I was wondering about the baby turkey.
There he goes. Talking his way down to bread and gravy.
No, I'm not.
Suppose you just leave the dinner to me. I'll throw myself into it.
Oh, well, then there'll be plenty for everybody.
Yes.
Why don't you go somewhere and fall in a manhole?
Because I'm a little boy.
All right.
Edgar, I think we should have some champagne.
Champagne?
Don't say champagne.
Why not?
Because you'll have Bergen hanging around all the ship launchings with a bucket.
No. Yes.
Now, I think we should have a printed menu in French.
Uh-huh.
It is much more distingué.
Oh, sure.
Et j'ai déjà commandé le chef pour faire rôti et petite dinde. Yeah. Très tendre, délicieux, charmant. Excuse, you understand French,
of course.
Yeah, oh, yeah. All I really know is that garçon means taxi.
Yeah.
Not even sure of that.
Yeah.
You know, it might be rather fun if we costume. You know, some of us could dress as pilgrims. And...
Yes, Edgar. That's a wonderful suggestion. Others could come as Indians with feathers in their hair.
Exactly. That makes Bergen a pilgrim. No, no. Now, what about me? I should be something cute. Something cute.
You could put a ring in your nose and come as a hitching post.
Why don't you be yourself and come as a landing barge? Oh,
no. Let's keep this a friendly party. Now, we better ask Ray, too. Ray, would you like to come to our Thanksgiving party?
Well, I'm pretty well set for Thanksgiving. Look what I've got here.
Well, where did you get that turkey?
Well, someone gave me a bird.
Yeah?
Gave me a bird. Do you know, I believe there's a joke there somewhere.
Don't bother to look like.
Yeah. Ray, we'd like to have you come and bring your guest.
Yes.
Yeah, the admission is one turkey.
Yeah. See, he's got a turkey out there. We must have Ray at the party.
Yeah. Oh, by all means. Mr. Noble, you seem like a man with very good breeding.
Well, that's all nice of you. Of course, I do sound better since I've had my adenoids removed. Isn't she wonderful? You know, she laughs at all my jokes.
Yeah, well, she won't laugh long.
You know, I've only had Genevieve 2 days, and already she knows my name. Tell them who you belong to, Genevieve.
Noble.
She certainly is a beautiful bird.
Yeah, she's got a swell pair of drumsticks.
Now, watch your language. Watch your language. Genevieve is blushing.
Oh.
She certainly is a nice, fat bird. Gobble. Use your dog.
Be with us again next week to greet Charlie's special guest, Lawrence Melchior. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee. Coffee made to serve in times like these. This is Jim Amici saying goodnight from New York's Radio City.
That Thanksgiving episode of the Charlie McCarthy Show was from November 19, 1944. I'm Greg Mellon. Professor Irwin Corey was quite a character, so if time allows, I'll share more about him later on. Coming up next on When Radio Was, it's more Thanksgiving comedy. Art Van Harvey, Bernadine Flynn, and Billy Idelson in an episode of Vic and Sade, right after this break.
MusicRewind.com and Mantovani, the legendary composer and conductor, along with his orchestra, bring you an amazing compilation of timeless instrumental hits on two CDs. Enjoy this Mantovani Moon River collection of instrumental classics, such as Stranger in Paradise, Some Enchanted Evening, A Summer Place, Swedish Rhapsody, along with easy listening favorites including Love Letters, Return to Me, My Foolish Heart, and many more. Get Mantovani Moon River, a collection of 50 of his most popular recordings for the amazingly low price of $17.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention coupon code SONG77. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to order today and pay only $17.98. Remember, coupon code SONG77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com
or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget coupon code SONG77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Your mind is great the way it is. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is one of the most powerful exercises in the world that you can do for your brain. In fact, regular meditation has been demonstrated to have some pretty wonderful effects on health. Oftentimes, when people begin meditating, however, they do so with the belief that they have to quiet their minds. So they become very frustrated when they can't stop thinking during meditation. But, as a great Zen master once said, what's wrong with thinking? Look, it'd be amazing to be in a place of such peace that you have an absence of thoughts. And working toward that goal is great, but in the meantime, instead of judging or beating yourself up for having thoughts, just embrace them. Effective meditation, after all, works just as well when you're observing your thoughts as it does when your mind is completely quiet. For more on meditation and peace, visit drchristianconti.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was and More Thanksgiving Comedy. This is from November 20th of 1941.
Hello there. Get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade. Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer, is brought to you each weekday by the makers of the new Sure Mix Crisco. Friends, on this day, which is Thanksgiving Day in so many of our homes, may we bring you our warm and sincere holiday greetings. At a time when you give thanks for your many blessings for your home and loved ones, we too are thankful for your continued friendliness and loyalty. All of us in this program join the makers of Crisco in wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving. Well, sir, it's a few minutes past 8 o'clock as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook spending a quiet evening at home. Vic lounges on the davenport and gazes dreamily at his shoes. Sade is seated in her husband's easy chair beneath the floor lamp, reading aloud from the newspaper. Listen.
The bride, leaning heavily upon the arm of her father, was radiant in a going-away costume of off-apricot, with stockings and pumps to match, with burnt caramel accessories and a small cloche hat. She carried a bouquet of mixed garden flowers. Out-of-town guests were Cyrus L. Freach of Kansas City, Missouri, a former employer of the groom, Ed and Will Fulper, Lexington, Illinois, Mr. and Mrs. U. O. Dimp and son Walrab of Red Wing, Minnesota, Harry K. Montgomery of West Pittston, Pennsylvania, Mr. and Mrs. Clark Dunlap of Cleveland, Ohio, Mr. and Mrs. Bill Lacey of Toronto, Ontario, Cadwallader...
Telephone is again.
One answered.
Probably Ruthie's somebody.
No, I'm sure not.
Then let me hazard a guess. It's good old dependable down at the heel, solid concrete foundation, trustworthy Bluetooth Jensen.
Yes.
Hello? Yes? Why, no, he isn't. Who is this? Oh, CD.
Huh?
Bluetooth Johnson.
Oh, really?
Good old sweeter than the flowers in May. It matters not who won or lost or how you played the game. Reliable Bluetooth Johnson.
You better talk to him, hadn't you? Otherwise he'll hang up.
Bluetooth? How are you, Bluetooth? Glad to hear it. No, Rush ducked out someplace right after supper. Any message I can give him? Oh? Vernon Pagels is out in the lead? Okay. I see. Tomorrow he's going to buy his second United States defense bond, huh? And that puts him way ahead of the rest of you guys. Uh-huh. Okay, Bluetooth. You bet. Goodbye. Where is Buttonhook, by the way?
I haven't any idea. He walked out the kitchen door as soon as he finished wiping the dishes. He can't have gone very far or planned to stay away very long. Otherwise, he'd have said something.
Hmm.
Cadwallader J. Urquhart of Twillman, Oklahoma.
Oh, what's this?
Still reading what the paper states about the wedding.
Oh.
Cadwalder J. Urquhart of Twelman, Oklahoma. Martha, Esther, James, Donald, Arnold, and Eugene Niebel of Indianapolis, Ohio. Mr. and Mrs. R. E. Greep of Cincinnati, Indiana. Mrs. William Yocker and infant daughter Rudolphina Margaret Annabelle Beulah of Fishley, Michigan, and J.U. Epson of O'Brien, Texas, a college classmate of the groom. Quite a turnout, hmm?
Yeah.
Immediately after the ceremony, the guests...
Oh, here's Stone Bruce. Hi.
Immediately after the ceremony, the guests were served to dainty refreshments at the home of Mr. and Mrs. John H. Weeper, 917 South Center Street. Fun-loving friends of the happy couple painted humorous signs on their motorcycle and decorated the handlebars with old shoes. Since the motorcycle has no sidecar, the newlyweds rode away, one seated behind the other.
Excuse me, people.
Hey.
Kindly forgive the intrusion.
Think no more about it. You live here in the house and are entitled to come and go as you please.
Oh.
Good old True Blue, heart bigger than all outdoors, reliable old Bluetooth Johnson just phoned.
Yeah?
He said Vernon Pagels is going to buy his second United States defense bond tomorrow.
Oh? That puts him out ahead of everybody.
So Bluetooth allowed.
I thought I'd better drop in and tell you something, Mom.
What's that?
Nicer Scott is sitting on his front porch steps.
Pretty cold to be doing that, isn't it?
I'm going over and pasting one upside the snoot.
What's this now?
Once more, Nicer's goaded the human body to the point where civilized flesh and blood can't stand it.
Has he?
He has. And I'm going next door and wang him one upside the bean. Thought I'd better notify you first.
Maybe you better sit down.
I can't spare the time. Can't take any chances on letting him escape. Any second, he might go in the house.
Sit down.
Human flesh and blood refuses.
Listen, Willie, I'm good and tired of every little while having to go over and over this business.
Remember tonight at supper? Nice you're coming in our kitchen and being nice as pie and obliging as a horse?
I remember.
Axle grease wouldn't melt in his mouth, would it? He was a fine gentleman with the slick manners, wasn't he?
Well, he was certainly
a lot. Every second he was in our house, he was casting around his eyes.
What do you mean by that?
He was looking for stuff.
Looking for stuff?
Looking for stuff to pin on me.
I haven't the slightest notion
He found some stuff to pin on me. What time did we eat supper?
Rush, will you kindly...
6 o'clock, wasn't it? 6 o'clock or a few minutes past? Okay. Well, by 7:30, he'd been all over town with his meanness.
He strolled
up to the corner of Kelsey and Virginia. Smelly Clark, Willis Roarback, and Leland Richards were sitting under the streetlight. When they saw me, they let out a screech. Mom, in less than an hour and a half, Nicer Scott had made me an object of ridicule before the human race.
You ask him what he's talking about.
What's he talking about?
It's my knife and fork.
Knife and fork?
Yeah.
Ah, it's that quirky Vic and Sade. We'll be right back after this short break.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
For years, I've been telling listeners that if they want to save money on purchases, and who doesn't, use the free Slick Deals website, app, and browser extension. Slick Deals is a community of millions that help to sniff out and validate the best deals that you can find at retail and online. And now there's Slick Deals Rewards. It's a brand new program designed to save even more. Slick Deals Rewards works exclusively through the browser extension, available for Chrome, Firefox, and Edge, that enables you to receive cash back at participating retailers, as well as earning points for every purchase that you make through Slick Deals that can be redeemed for gift cards. Along with early access deals, Slick Deals Rewards will also find and try all the best coupons for you with one click. To get going, simply visit slickdeals.net/rewards. That's slickdeals.net/rewards.
'Twas the season of cheer, and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his perma-frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt. When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out. This Black Friday, get the original Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever, $1,495. Or access membership separate. Terms apply. See website for details.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
And now let's get back to the Jack Benny program on When Radio Was.
Well, well, yes, sir. Say, Phil, did you write that number all by yourself?
I certainly did, Jackson.
Wrote the music, arranged it, and everything? I mean, nobody helped you?
No, I did it myself.
Well, now you know what I mean by Roquefort. I can't understand why Dennis isn't here yet.
Well, I haven't seen him since we had Thanksgiving dinner at your house.
That's funny.
Hey, Jackson, maybe the kid ate too much turkey and got sick.
No, he couldn't have. There were 16 of us at the table, and I still have half the turkey left.
There were 28 of us, and you still have three-quarters of the turkey left.
What?
Nobody but you would think of putting sleeping pills in the stuffing.
Oh, stop, will you? Gee, I can't understand where Dennis is.
You want me to go out and look for him?
Yeah, see if you... Dennis, when did you come in?
Just now.
Why are you so late?
Well, I had to wait for my mother. She took me downtown to buy a suit with two pair of pants.
Well, why did your mother have to go along?
The suit was for her.
For her? Dennis, your mother wears a man's suit?
Well, she used to wear a dress, but one day while she was working, her heel got caught in the hem. She fell down the ladder and dropped all the bricks.
Dennis, you mean your mother's a hot carrier? Why didn't your father do that kind of work?
Well, he has to stay home and do the cooking and sewing.
Well, that certainly is a mixed-up family, your mother wearing men's clothes and your father in an apron.
Yeah, when I was born, a doctor didn't know which one to take to the hospital.
Dennis.
Lucky for me, he took my mother.
Dennis, what makes you so silly?
Oh, I don't think he's silly, Jack. I think he's cute.
You're cute, too, Mary. And if you ever think of getting married, my phone number is Gladstone 1975.
1975.
If a man answers, it's my mother.
Dennis, if Mary was thinking of getting married, it wouldn't be to you. You're just a kid.
Well, I'm not a kid anymore. My father told me all about the birds and bees.
What?
The birds are the ones with the wings.
Dennis, the bees have wings, too.
Don't get vulgar.
Dennis, do me a favor. Let's have your song, will
you? Okay.
Can't understand how he got through show. How he ever got a father and mother.
Lately, whenever you hold me, you don't hold me tight. Don't you love me mind you to kiss me goodnight. Don't you love me anymore? I remember when I used to thrill you to the skies. Now I noticed when we kiss, you don't even close your eyes. Maybe I'm just being silly to feel like I do. Am I the one that you adore? Or don't you love me anymore? Don't you love me anymore? Maybe I'm just being silly to feel like I do. Am I the one that you adore? Or don't you love me anymore?
Wrapping up with Dennis Day's weekly song, that was the first half of a 1947 Thanksgiving episode of the Jack Benny Program. We'll add the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. Before Dennis joined the program in 1939, Jack had a different featured vocalist. I'll name him, then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com and Mantovani, the legendary composer and conductor, along with his orchestra, bring you an amazing compilation of timeless instrumental hits on two CDs. Get Mantovani Moon River, a collection of 50 of his most popular recordings, for the amazingly low price of $17.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention coupon code SONG33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget coupon code SONG33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Holmes, Holmes, it can't be.
But it is, Watson, beyond any shadow of doubt.
Beyond any shadow of a doubt, you won't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Just stream the most recent shows on our Radio Spirits app for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
Yes, listen to this. You can't do better than streaming thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening.
Are you kidding? You are kidding.
No, sir.
How come?
Because we wouldn't joke about free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Just free When Radio Was daily streams.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
For years, I've been telling listeners that if they want to save money on purchases, and who doesn't, use the free Slick Deals website, app, and browser extension. Slick Deals is a community of millions that helps us sniff out and validate the best deals that you can find at retail and online. And now there's Slick Deals Rewards. It's a brand new program designed to save even more. Slick Deals Rewards works exclusively through the browser extension, available for Chrome, Firefox, and Edge, that enables you to receive cash back at participating retailers, as well as earning points for every purchase that you make through Slick Deals that can be redeemed for gift cards. Along with early access deals, Slick Deals Rewards will also find and try all the best coupons for you with one click. To get going, simply visit slickdeals.net/rewards. That's slickdeals.net/rewards.
Welcome back. Before the break, I asked the following question. Who preceded Dennis Day as the featured vocalist on the Jack Benny program? The answer is Kenny Baker. He joined the show in 1935, but departed at the end of the 1938-39 season. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we've come to the end of another show, but please visit our website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
kids, and the cheapest gas. And so Nexit will find you a highway exit along your route with all of these. I caught up with Nexit's CEO, Randy Carpenter.
We want to fill in the gap on the stopping, the enjoyment, the preferences along the route. It's about direction. It's about relevance. It's about multi-search, multi-brand, multi-price. It's tailoring the trip the way you want it. And the more you use it, the more it knows you.
Download the free Nexit app today from the App Store for iPhone or iPad. That's N-E-X-I-T.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about actress Betty Lou Gerson. We just heard her in a 1951 Whistler production. Well, a decade later, she would provide the voice of the villain in Disney's 1961 animated version of 101 Dalmatians, the fur-wearing Cruella de Vil. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.